Remember, kids, every new month brings a new chance to vote for 12 Train on Podcast Alley. It's real easy. Just hit the link on www.12train.com, leave us a vote and a comment, and then verify your vote in your email. 12 Train.
Listening to 12 Train may cause severe bleeding in the anus. Jason and Brian are not responsible for this or other activities before by listening to our show. 12 Train, off track since 2006.
I'm John McCain, and I approve this message.
Hello.
Hi.
We're doing a
you're waiting your
12
turn.
Train now, so you gotta listen.
Yes.
You gotta shut the fuck up and listen.
Fourth time this year, isn't it?
Yeah, we had an argument about this, but I think you're right. It's the fourth time we've done.
Yeah,
I'd say so.
I thought it was the third for some reason.
We did two of the summer, this one,
and one
pre-election
before this one.
Yeah.
We had an election special.
You said that weird, yeah. But yeah.
We had an election special.
Two summer
and
specials.
And a Christmas special.
Yeah.
And then two summer specials. Yes.
We're like an after-school thing these
yeah.
days.
Yeah.
We're just special events. We're going to have a Easter.
Yeah. Easter Valentine's Day.
It's like when you turn the TV on after Christmas and there's like dumb movies on. Like,
right.
Oh, come on.
Where's the regular shows? Skip doing three episodes and then come back for Easter. Bam, Jesus joke.
Mm.
Jesus
zombie.
Joke.
Zombie Jesus.
Yeah. Zombie Jesus.
You have a story?
There's 40. The number 40 appears a lot in the Bible, apparently. Do you guys know that?
The word Jesus appears a lot in the Bible.
It's true. The word the, you know.
Matthew, I'm sure, is in there.
Thouith appears a lot in the Bible somewhere.
For some strange reason.
Yeah. I know I ask this every show, but am I sounding okay to you guys?
Yeah.
Because I know we all have different volumes or headphones because we can all hear it at different rates
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
stuff. So.
Sound fine to me.
Yeah, okay. I'm not a sound technician. I don't know how to measure shit by charts and graphs and lights that
ohms,
light up.
Ohms.
Ohms.
Ohmage.
I don't know the difference between a volt and a watt. What is a watt?
What is a watt?
That's what I say.
What is a watt? It's a unit of measurement.
I know cable A goes in the slot B, and that's all I know.
What goes what?
Cable A goes
who
to
shot
slot
what
B.
And the who what?
Why does A
USB go goes into a USB port. Firewire
it's
goes
true.
Into a firewire port. Dick goes in vagina. That's all
that
I know.
That last one's debatable.
Yeah, it really is. what was your story you had?
Oh. Well, I was telling the 40 story first since I talked about that.
Okay.
That wasn't my story, but it's not
40
one.
Story.
40. Number 40 appears a lot in the Bible. Christy and I had this argument because I said something about I said, if you had a time machine, where would you go? You know, right. I was like, I think I'd like to know, you know, the whole God thing, if that really is true or
right.
not. So I was like trying to figure out where I could go to prove that, you know, the birth of Christ, that probably happened. Doesn't mean he's the son of God.
Right.
Probably was a guy named Jesus that was born.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking, well, that's not really proof. You know, I can't really go there. And I was like, the resurrection of Christ, you know, that might be something that might prove something.
Right.
If he raised, rose from the dead, ascended to heaven, you know, I'd be pretty convinced.
Right.
Hey, there's probably a God. So, you know, I thought that, and I was like, you know, I was thinking other things that could probably be explained through just science. Like, there was probably a large flood. I don't know if it rained for 40 days and 40
right.
nights, but there was probably a large flood that they embellished over time. And she was like, are you sure? 40 days and 40? Are you sure that's...
Yeah, it's 40 days.
She's like,
nights.
I thought it... She said, I thought it was... 40 days, she said something else. She thought it was 40 days, something else in the
nights.
Bible. No, she thought that 40 appeared somewhere else in the Bible. And I was like, no, it's 40 days and 40 nights.
Yeah.
She was like, I thought it had to do with Lent, you know, 40 days, you fast for 40 days and stuff like that.
Huh.
And I was like, I don't think so. Then she looked it up, and it is. It's both. We're both right.
Huh.
Huh.
You fast for 40 days because...
I know that one because I saw that movie where the guy doesn't have sex.
Josh
Hartnett.
Yeah.
Wonderful actor.
Wonderful actor. Yeah, he's a good actor.
Lucky Number 7. It was
yeah,
good.
Lucky Number
that
7
was
is
good
a shit.
That's his
yeah.
redemption movie, I think.
He's not bad in... Actually... What is what is
he has
he
a
bad
newer
in,
movie
what
I can't think of the name of it.
What's he in besides
he's
that?
He's probably going to be in like the new Batman and be awesome or something.
No.
Because every
Do
other
you
bad
hear
actor
Heath Ledger
does
doesn't, is only getting like best supporting actor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the only nomination that movie's getting apparently.
Yeah.
No, they got they're getting, I think they got Best Movie, didn't they? Nomination?
No, I don't think so.
They're not getting Best Soundtrack or something.
Oh. Well, that's bullshit, too. That's like, oh, who the fuck cares about that one? Not me.
Yeah, that brings us to
we'll talk about the later.
Mm-hmm. But this kind of leads into that. There's a bad year for movies.
Yes.
Bad year for movies. Yes. Thank God for Dark Knight because the rest of the movies really weren't that good.
Not that great.
I was trying to look at, because I found this website that listed all the movies that came out this year. I'm looking through it, I'm like, horrible, horrible, horrible. And there was only, I found three. We were supposed to come up with five. Yeah. I came up with three that I liked this year.
This year has been a year of documentaries for me. My Netflix queue, documentaries, like indie documentaries.
Yeah.
Those are always pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a lot. Every movie I went to the movie theater this year and saw, with the exception of Dark Knight, the new James Bond, okay.
Really?
It wasn't spectacular.
I didn't see it there. I will say there's a lot of movies that I want to see that I haven't. But
I want to see Milk, but I saw Step Brothers, downer. Pineapple Express, I was all excited to see that, downer. Oh, Tropic Thunder. I was pleasantly surprised by
That's interesting because I did not like that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
I liked,
that surprises you? You guys usually are.
I liked Step Brothers. Like, I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah. Step Brothers.
I mean, it wasn't the greatest movie of all time, obviously, but it was funny.
It wasn't Ben-Hur?
It doesn't. It
close.
Doesn't,
very close.
It doesn't have to be the greatest movie of all time.
I know.
All it has to do
is make me happy while I'm sitting there. You know, like, Tropic Thunder, definitely not. It's not like fucking Godfather or Star Wars.
Now that you mention it, your voice does sound like you're in a room.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? It sounds very odd.
Maybe you should get this closer.
Okay, how's this sound?
There you go, it's better.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No.
But, like, it doesn't have to be, like, the Godfather every time I see a movie.
Exactly.
It just has to fucking suspend disbelief that the stupid shit that they're doing on the screen. And, like, Step Brothers, the entire movie, I was sitting there thinking, ugh, is this over yet? Like, there were some times where, I'm not going to lie, I laughed during it. Ridiculous should happen.
That's the way Jenna felt about it.
Did you guys see Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
Yes, that's actually on my.
Is that good?
No, I think it's hilarious.
I got it. If you want to take a copy on your iPad,
I think it's better than Step Brothers. So
I'll give you that one. Yeah. It's better than Step Brothers, but again, it wasn't what I was expecting. You know, Pineapple Express was a big letdown because I was like reading all these reviews about how it's like, oh, it's this amazing comedy. It's not just about pot, and you know, it's just pot is an element in the movie. Yes, it is. It's exactly what it's about.
Yeah,
the whole
I think that's
movie.
What they kind of wanted it to be.
But I read a thing in Rolling Stone. It was like, it's not. It is a stoner movie, but it's not just about pot. It's a genre. What do you call it when you go cross
genre
crossing?
Yeah, I guess that would be. But that's not what they said. But that's what it meant.
Right.
But it wasn't at all.
Genre spanning.
It was about, had a little bit of action in it, but I mean, it was still a fucking lame movie.
Yeah.
The Mummy Returns.
Saw that?
Yeah, Shannon's brother wanted to go see it, and she wanted to hang out with him, so I went with him.
That was one of those movies, when I saw the preview, I'm like,
really?
not going to see that one.
How the fuck does Brendan Fraser
still exist?
Afford food.
Yeah.
How the fuck do they, who approves the Mummy Returns 7 or whatever it is?
It's a horrible movie.
The same person approves College Road Trip or whatever that was with...
Yeah, but those movies are like limited release. This is like a
College Road Trip was a wide release. It was that Martin Lawrence movie, right?
Yeah, Martin Lawrence.
No,
and
those
Raven
are black comedies.
Simone.
They get money thrown at them because Patrice.
College. You guys see that one?
Yeah,
College.
I watched it the other day on my computer. Not bad.
Yeah,
not bad.
See that one?
I didn't see it.
I also watched a movie called
that movie you and I saw. Choke wasn't that great?
Choke.
No,
I didn't see it.
Eh, I mean it wasn't. It was.
I wanted
Fight
to
Club.
See W. No. That looked really good.
Yeah, I wanted to see that too. But
and Religious, I didn't get to see that.
Neither. See, there's a lot of movies I wanted to see, but hadn't.
College.
What were you going to say? You watched another movie on your computer?
Has Steve, the guy from Saving Silverman, what's his name?
Steve.
He plays the guy that's the exterminator in Saving Silverman.
Huh?
You know, in Saving Silverman, right?
Oh, Steve Zahn.
Steve Zahn, has him, the fat kid that's in everything now with the curly hair.
Jonah Hill.
Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
No, not that fat kid. With the shorter Jew fat kid with
the fat kid who played Seth Rogen in
Superbad. Right. Exactly.
They're related somehow.
It's called Strange Wilderness.
Oh, right.
God awful movie, but it was bearable to watch.
Really?
I heard there was a shark part in that movie that someone said was hilarious. Oh, it was dumb but hilarious.
Yeah. There's a lot of parts in the movie that are fucking hilarious.
Yeah,
but there's a lot of parts in the movie where like, okay, let's move to the next scene, guys. Yeah. Come on, let's just not drag.
See,
this
that's
one
the way
out.
I felt about Tropic Thunder.
Yeah. Okay. Tropic Thunder wasn't great, but I mean, I laughed a lot.
Yeah.
I was
Tom Cruise is hilarious.
Tom Cruise is the
really?
Shit.
Tom Cruise
movie.
And Matthew McConaughey are
Matthew
hysterical.
McConaughey is great too. That's a good movie.
I want to see that, but I want to see Hancock. I haven't seen that.
Bad movie.
Wall-E.
Wall-E's good.
I want to see Wall-E.
I've heard that that's... Everyone I've heard
I've got that back
good.
There. If you want to put some shit on your iPod when you leave and...
Yeah, I don't usually watch movies on my iPod.
Well, no, I
like
mean, just take it and put it on your computer and you'll watch it later.
My computer, same. Yeah. I like to be...
He has
like
a big TV.
Big, yeah, I like to put it on a big TV, you know. I have it on Netflix, so...
Oh, yeah. You need to get like a cable and plug your iPod into your TV and watch it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Do you want to do ours?
Sure.
We just want to segue with
there wasn't much music out this year.
That was it. Plus, I had another story, I guess.
Oh, okay.
But,
I think that was it of the 40s, wasn't it?
I don't
know.
40s, it's your story.
40 appears a lot in the Bible. You fast for 40 days.
Mm-hmm.
No, Moses went up in the mountains for 40 days.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus went in the wilderness for 40 days and was tempted by the devil.
Really?
Hmm.
Yeah. You guys don't know that part?
Never read the Bible.
Never read the Bible.
I skimmed it.
That's boring.
I know that one passage.
Greatest story ever told.
That's not the greatest story ever told.
That's the cliche.
Oh.
Did you ever see Last Temptation of Christ?
Nope.
That's a pretty good flick.
Really?
For like blasphemous purposes.
Charlton Heston in that one?
No.
Okay.
It's the only one he's not in. It's the guy, the... Spider-Man, Green Goblin.
Tobey Maguire.
Green Goblin.
Oh, Willem Dafoe.
Yeah.
Oh, Tobey Maguire.
Close.
But he's in it. But it's like, it that movie's kind of blasphemous, especially when it came out, because it came out in like late 70s, I think. And it was saying, what if Jesus, didn't die and had kids and stuff like that? It's pretty creepy.
Sounds
what happens?
The very end, what happens is that the devil tricked him into living a mortal life, basically.
Oh, really?
That's what happened?
Yeah.
Huh.
And it happened in the Bible?
No.
Oh.
It was a what-if movie.
But in that movie, they talk about when he was tempted by the devil and for 40... Because he goes in the wilderness and for 40 days in the Bible, and it says he gets tempted by the devil, but then comes back.
It doesn't really go
into
detail.
Yeah, I mean, but yeah, it does, but, you know,
yeah,
Bible detail.
Right.
Whatever that is. So, last time we were hanging out, I don't know if we did the show or... No, it was when you guys met me up in the green.
Yeah.
Pub.
When we came back here. Right. I got pulled over on the way home.
Hi?
Yeah.
I mean...
So, yeah.
Is that when you got your speeding ticket?
No.
Oh.
I got pulled over because my... I have a taillight out and my license plate light is out. So, I mean, that's why they pulled me over, but I was freaking the fuck out, man.
Yeah.
Because I've been drinking earlier that night and, you know.
Yeah.
And then that.
That's why we came home, actually, because we didn't want to.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I was freaked out, man.
Yeah.
Because I thought for sure. And he gave me the eye test.
Oh,
and
really?
He was like, it's like, you know, just to be. I think he was in training because there was another cop that came behind. I know they do that whenever they have someone pulled over. But he seemed like he was doing everything by the book, you know.
Oh, yeah.
He was really friendly and really nice.
Well, it's Thanksgiving weekend. I mean, like,
yeah,
I'm
right.
sure they're out to get whatever they could that weekend.
Exactly. And they pulled me over because of, you know, because they thought I might have been drinking, but they had the reason to because of my taillight or whatever. And so he was like. It's like I don't think you're wasted, but I do smell. I do have an odor. We hadn't drank in like probably 3 hours by
longer
that point.
Longer than that, because like when we were at the bar, we hung out for a while, and you and I both said, "Well, we're gonna stop drinking now."
Right.
So it's probably been 5 hours because you're here for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was kind of scary.
Yeah.
So
you didn't get a ticket or anything?
No. He was like, you know, because he said because my license still said 3 Angela Drive. He's like, "You still live in 3 Angela Drive?" I'm like, "Yep."
Yep, Germantown. Yep,
yeah,
right over there.
Going right over there because he pulled me right in front of like Bullwinkles and stuff.
You haven't had to renew your license?
You don't have
to. I have that as my permanent address for some reason because I've moved several times, you know.
Gotcha. You guys want to hear an interesting thing that happened the other night?
No, I hate interesting things.
I think I heard this interesting
next
thing.
Topic. next topic. Brandon's not interested.
Oh, well. And I've already heard it. So
Shannon, my girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
smoked marijuana
what?
With me the other night.
No way.
And Josh and Taylor, yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, I know, right?
We have a button for that.
That'd be good enough, huh?
Breaking news.
Yeah.
I don't know if I should be talking about it, actually, because her dad's pretty internet savvy, but he's also in Afghanistan.
Does he know about the show?
I don't know what he knows about me. There's a lot of shit about me on the internet. I've got social blogs and shit like that everywhere.
Social blogs?
I've got a Twitter account, although
yeah.
I never... I signed
I
up.
I thought
for
about doing that.
This guy I worked with.
The guys from Brothers and 3Z do a Twitter account.
Really? A guy I work with named Tony and another guy named Chuck, they do it. And they were talking about it one day, and I was like, I'll give that a shot. And they talk about it Keith and the girl all the time. But it's just like, what is this for? This is like a Facebook status that you have to update every 5 fucking minutes.
What's
oh, really?
They do it. They do it like when a college football game's on or something, for example.
Okay,
they
yeah.
They go on there and they chat
that makes
about
sense.
It, you know?
But like
when something's going on, that makes sense.
But when people Twitter, they just like, I'm walking down the street. I just bought a roast beef sandwich.
Yeah.
They use it like that. Because it's on your phone. So like,
you do it on your phone.
Yeah. And it's just, I did it like for 2 days, and I was just like, this is.
It's kind of self-gratification, right. Isn't it? Like, look at me. Yeah, I'm buying a sandwich, you know?
I got other shit to do.
Who cares?
Yeah. I got other shit to do. Yeah. And Chuck listens to this shit, so he's going to know now that. But anyways, so I've got a presence on the internet. You know, I have this. I have MySpace, Facebook, my website, all
your,
that shit.
Your porn site?
My porn site.
Mm-hmm.
JasonPorn.com.
JasonNaked.com. It's not really a porn site as much as it's me naked. And .com-ing.
Just like sitting casually in a chair.
So
naked,
I don't know if
smiling.
I should be talking about this. She is an adult, but at the same time, I don't know if I should. Well, I've already talked about it.
Well, you already said it.
Yeah.
So it's out there.
So it's out there. So I just wanted to share that with you.
How was it?
She liked it.
Really?
Yeah, she dug it. Yeah.
So is this going to be a thing with her, do you think?
Not all the time, but every so often.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, how about that?
Yeah.
Leaps and bounds,
yeah.
I guess.
And I have picked up drinking now, apparently.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah.
That's what happens when a nation goes into depression. People start
yeah.
doing drugs
libations,
and drinking.
Yeah.
Ease reals. The pain.
Mm-hmm.
Ease the pain. I just want to throw that in there. So that's what were cool. you guys, you were going to go on something next. I just got on that.
Oh,
because...
the music and movies, which we've already
Do you want to do MySpace and then come back from MySpace and do the...
We can do that.
Plus news and then...
All right. Well, push the goddamn button, motherfucker.
Which one is it? I forget.
The band button.
Where?
The one.
Oh, that was a fart.
Oh, jeez.
Nope. I don't know.
Very professional.
I'm John.
Nope.
Yep.
There
it is. It's labeled Wade. Why is that labeled Wade?
It used to be Stump the Wade.
Oh, Stump the Wade.
I don't know what one used to be Man of the Week.
I don't know. I can't see from over here.
Oh, I want to throw this out
that
there.
That one's labeled Wookiee.
I know we're doing Man of the Week right now, but I just want to throw this out there just in case anybody didn't know.
What, you mean you're going off track?
Yeah.
What?
What a novel concept.
Just in case anyone didn't know, Barack Obama won the election.
He did.
True.
Just in case.
Wookiee doesn't believe it yet, though.
Really?
Yeah. McCain,
well, he believes it, but he said he made a comment yesterday, just joking in Wookiee terms. It's not official yet.
Why? Because of the birth certificate thing or something?
No, because it's not January 20th, I think.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
You know, there are two presidents right now, if you guys haven't noticed.
Speaking of that,
every 4 years, yeah, there can be.
I'm going to throw this out there, and you tell me.
Because of the election, every 4 years there's a possibility for two presidents.
Alabama Hot Pocket. Take a crap
in
a girl's vagina, then eat it out.
Ricky sent you that yesterday.
No, just now.
Disgusting. Oh, just now?
For no reason.
Oh, he was talking about it all night last night. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he had all these like different
Alabama
sexual...
Hot Pocket.
Yeah.
I would understand if he and I had like a little back and forth. Ha ha, let's
Is that what you texted me about?
Yeah. Yeah.
He didn't. I missed that one, apparently.
Oh,
he
missed
he didn't send
on
it
that
to
one.
Me. Yeah. I quote unquote missed it.
Did you get the one the other day about the Fist Foot Way movie?
No.
Is that any good?
He says it's
I think
hilarious.
I have been,
I've heard several times.
I must
times.
Have replied to an email to discontinue me from random from
lucky
random Ricky
you.
Text messages.
Lucky
so.
What do I do to get on that? Because
I'm
sick of his fucking...
You just ignore him for months and months?
I don't ever respond to the kid. Yeah. Never do. I never say anything back to the guy. I always look at and go...
Me too.
Like that.
But I felt kind of bad because I didn't even say Happy Thanksgiving when he said Happy Thanksgiving.
I didn't
to me.
Either.
So I'm like, I don't even know what this is going to lead to.
Yeah. I don't want.
Who knows?
I had that's exactly what I thought. I had no problem saying, "Oh, Happy Thanksgiving, Ricky." But I was like, "What kind of conversation?
Right.
Where's this going?"
Oh, by the way, Alabama
time,
Hot Pocket.
over the summer, he did say something to me, and I said, "Cool," which turned into like 50
right.
fucking things. It's just like, okay,
easy. Yeah.
I get it. Yesterday, I get this. I busted out Ryan Adams' Rock and Roll today. Mm. I just fell in love with it. Okay, yeah. And then 5 minutes later, I also got all the Radiohead albums. Figured you'd be proud. Why would I be proud? Why would I be proud that you
that he likes good music?
That he likes
See,
something.
That's a funny story because he's never liked Radiohead.
Wait. I want to throw a prediction out there on this thing. Did he meet a girl or something that likes Radiohead? Did he meet someone
Answer
that
the
likes
question,
Radiohead?
He met a boy.
Bada bam!
A boy!
He met a boy. His
I knew
name
it.
Is Danny. He's a very funny guy.
I'm sure Danny's a great person.
Yeah.
This is not about...
Danny let him listen to In Rainbows without telling him it was Radiohead. And Ricky loved it. He thought it was, like, really good. So he went out and bought every Radiohead album.
Of course.
Apparently.
Yeah.
In 2 months, he'll hate it.
Yeah.
He saved me one. The last one I got, I think, was, like, Dookie was such a great album.
Yeah.
It was good. Yeah, it was. You're right.
And he told me yesterday he bought Requiem for a Dream and Pi. I was like, have you seen either of them? Yeah, I didn't like them.
Why'd you buy them?
Then why did you buy them? He's like, oh, I just want to give him another shot. That's what renting's for.
Plus,
yeah.
Ricky doesn't like things. He goes through things.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like he's had that rock and roll CD by Ryan Adams
forever.
For 3 years.
Right.
Yeah. I just listened to it yesterday. I fell in love with it. Okay. Well, no. Okay. What do I care, man?
Yeah.
What do I care?
Yeah. Oh. I know.
But the text message, if you listen to this, Ricky, stop.
You won't.
I don't fucking respond, dude. I don't. It's just like... Yeah. Act like a normal goddamn person and maybe I could stand you. You know? That's all it is
That's
to it, man.
A lot.
That is asking a lot. I know. Act like a normal person's like asking a fucking lot there, man. But Jesus Christ, dude.
Yeah.
Act like a normal person. Don't get so excited. So is he gay with this guy?
No.
So is he gay?
They're really good friends.
Metrosexual friends?
Yeah.
That'll be the new thing. Not only are you metrosexual, right. But you have, like, metrosexual friends that you're like, oh, hey.
Yeah.
But you're just friends.
Yeah. MySpace band of the week.
Yeah, okay, yeah, let's go to that.
It's a band called The Nux, K-N-U-X, from New Orleans by way of Los Angeles, California.
I may have heard of this group. Are they African American?
Yes, they are. They're black.
No, wait, I'm sorry.
I think they were featured when I was looking at... my top albums, I looked at Rolling Stones list. Mm-hmm. They just came out with one, and I think they might have been on there.
They're good. They're kind of like rootsy kind of
right.
band. They have like a band with guitars and bass.
They have a band?
They have like an actual band.
And it's a band of the week?
This is a band.
Well, good
band.
Job, Wade. You fit the criteria.
I'm smart.
Oh, I take care of my kids.
This song is called Bang Bang.
Keep the heat around here, 'cause when you least expect it. Hey, everyone, this is Dead Squirrel.
Hey, I'm all right.
From Offbeat the Podcast.
And I've got a dick in my mouth, because that's really the only way we can make money for this podcast.
Dude, that's not in the script. You guys are listening to 12 Train Radio. Enjoy.
I have my headphones on backwards.
Sometimes we did.
I do, too. Mine's on purpose.
You're a douchebag.
We're back.
I'm a douchebag?
As you heard when I said the song's over, we're back. And that whole conversation happened after. We're going to talk about something after the break.
CDs, movies
of the year. Or we're going to go into news first.
What everybody listening here doesn't know is that there was actually a 3-hour break right there. We actually went away from the mics for 3 hours, and now we're back finishing up the recording.
Huh. That's a blatant lie.
I don't know why you would lie to people.
Yeah, for no reason.
Game fans.
Let me see what you got here. I just want to read so I can. I'm underprepared.
Would you rather read now or be surprised?
Okay, good point. Yeah. Valid point. Whatever.
I'm looking out for you.
Fucker.
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 I did. In the butt.
Oh, yeah,
where's
Zinsky
your list?
Last night?
On your phone? You're a douche.
I did it on the way
in Columbus?
Here.
You were in Columbus.
I was in Columbus last night. Yep. With Ricky.
And Lindsay.
Lindsay's got a new man. Very cool dude.
You know, I don't care for her either.
Yeah, no, you don't.
I don't care for ever since the high school
Nirvana
reunion.
And Lindsay.
And Ricky. Yeah. Ever since the high school reunion we went to, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Her and fucking Matt Miller. Don't care for that guy either. Fuck that guy. They started tickling me, and I'm a ticklish person.
Yeah,
and
I like that, though.
I don't like it, though. I do not like
it. Who likes to be tickled, really?
No one.
Unless it's in a sexual way.
Right? Right? So, like, they attack me tickling me. Like we're not adults now. We're not,
right.
And I'm just like, stop it, stop it. I'm laughing and saying stop it. Mm-hmm. And then, like, they proceed to do it for, it seems like 5 minutes, but it's probably a fair two. Let's be fair. It's probably 2 minutes for tickling. A straight tickling, then. That's a lot of fucking tickling.
That's all the time.
And
then,
like,
kind of
I finally.
That's a lot of just tickling.
I finally do this. Fah, just fucking smack both their hands like with a karate chop down. And then I say, fucking stop.
Yeah.
You know? And then
was
Lindsay.
Was this that TJ Chumps?
TJ
Chumps.
Yeah. And then Lindsay.
TF Changs?
Looks me in the face. And she says to me, you're faking it anyways. And I'm just like,
What
the fuck does that even mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they just walk away and I'm like, good. God, I'm done with these people.
Wow. That's weird.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's so strange going to a high school reunion, at least I found, because I found that the people I hung out with in high school, a lot of them, mm-hmm. I can't fucking stand anymore. And the people that I always hated in high
right.
school,
yeah.
I'm like, wow, these are great people, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
it's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it's the people I were like my friends and I were doing anything for back in the day, you know?
Right.
Like, these people are fucking assholes. What did I like these people for? And then, like, you go to people that you didn't talk to in high school and it's like, hey, these guys are cool. Why didn't I with you people instead.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Fucking Lindsay Jasinski.
Like who was on the other list?
Well, Doug Cox. I've seen Doug Cox a few times since high school. I get along with that guy great now.
I do now too. I didn't like him in high school.
But I didn't like him in high school.
I'm the same way with him.
Michael Wofsig, he's a cool guy now. I always liked Jesse actually.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't talked to Jesse in forever.
Yeah, I think he lives in Chicago now.
Really?
Sweet.
He was in He was in Pittsburgh.
I know Aaron Ogan's
Chicago.
Up there.
Yeah,
he's in Chicago.
Aaron Ogan going to Northwestern.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, getting his master's there.
Pretty nice school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but just people.
Yeah. Well, I started hanging out with those guys like senior year in high school.
Yeah.
Mostly, so.
Yeah.
Because the other group I couldn't stand anymore.
Senior year in high school, I started hanging out with Klein and all those guys because I'd same time.
Right.
But I figured that, you know, going to high school reunion, everybody would be in a good mood. And it's just like. Fuck you people.
Yeah.
Seriously. Like you, why were we friends? We have nothing in common. You know, I think from high school, the only people I can realistically say I get along with are you, Wade, Katie Ratliff, the group that we hung out with.
Jessica,
I get along with Jessica really well. Probably loose ends like Samantha Casto or stuff like
that.
Oh my God! I had a dream about Samantha Casto.
No,
not that kind of dream. She was like a senator. Yeah, weird.
I think
like
you
a
told me about that.
No, it was just like their night.
Oh,
in the dream or in real life?
In dream.
Okay,
I don't know.
I haven't
seen her
she's
in
not old
years.
I haven't either.
How old do you have to be a senator?
I don't know.
Or a congresswoman?
You can be senator or congresswoman at any age.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
It's not like president.
There's that one guy.
You're president.
Mayor 18 in Ohio.
Really?
Well, then get me some food and women.
Yeah.
And cigars. And alcohol.
What are you talking about?
He said I was president.
I was president.
That's the only thing I wanted.
You're not 36.
That's what he said.
You listen to Wade now about aging.
That's true. It's a good point. Valid.
Do your list. I'm just gonna reiterate, and then we're gonna move on. Fuck Lindsey Jasinski. Jasinski.
Okay.
I made out with Lindsey Jasinski one time.
Are we gonna go back and forth? Or are you just gonna do yours and I do mine?
What do you think? I forget how we did it last year.
I think we all just went around the table.
Yeah, did a round table.
Circle jerk. Oh, then I'm screwed. You got four people. Four people to have a circle. Effective circle jerk.
Who is this guy? What? I didn't sign up for a circle jerk.
Are you want to do it first or you want me to?
Go ahead. I'll go first. These didn't have to be in order because mine aren't.
Mine aren't.
Okay. First one I have for movies is Batman Forever. Well, not Forever.
Batman
I mean,
Forever came out in 1999.
I don't know why I typed that. The Dark Knight.
96, actually. Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight is what I meant.
Batman Forever.
was that the George Clooney one?
No, that's the Jim Carrey one.
Oh, that one wasn't as bad as the George Clooney one, but still not that good.
I don't know why I typed that. Anyway. Second one I have is Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist.
Didn't see that one.
Didn't see that one either.
It's got a really good soundtrack. I hope
but
so.
But is it a good movie?
Yeah. I
okay.
Think so.
That kid.
Michael Cera.
Can I interject while you're doing this?
Sure.
So this is a talk show. We're supposed to talk. So.
We are.
Nick, that kid, he's great, man.
He is great.
Yeah.
He's great. But it's just like he's getting very typecast, man. Every role is the same, like, quiet, meek kid.
Well, we were talking about, not necessarily him last night, but somebody that kind of plays the same character in every movie.
The fat Jewish shorter Jew.
But then, like, look at John Cusack. He's pretty much the same character in every movie.
No, man, 1408 is much different than
that.
Say Anything. Identity.
But, like,
I guess it's Identity. He has three different characters he plays. He has,
oh, that's older roles, though. When he was younger, that same romantic comedy type of guy. It's what you do when you're getting your start, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But
you just gotta be careful.
You guys
not
ever
to be
watched
completely.
Clark?
I mean,
and
he does it well. Don't get me wrong.
Clark and Michael.
That kid, Michael Cera, made a TV show.
Told me about that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like 10-minute episodes on the internet with this other kid named Clark.
I believe it's pronounced intranet.
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 TR, and they're hilarious, man. But I wanted to see that, but I wasn't really that thrilled about it. I thought I was gonna be watching Superbad over again.
Oh, it's not like that at all. Really good.
I'm not there's anywhere super bad. I like
Superbad. Right, right.
Yeah. I'm seen super bad already.
Third one I have is Hellboy 2.
I've not seen
it. Good. It's good. Did you see the first one?
No.
Yeah, that one was bad.
It's better than the first one.
I have the movie.
It's a lot better than the first
one. Yeah, it's not terrible.
That's one of those movies that the first one, when I saw it, I'm like, Jesus, that looks horrible. What the hell is that? But then everyone that I know that saw it said it was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So I never saw the first one, therefore I never saw the second one.
You don't really have to see the first one to see the second one.
Nah, I like to.
Yeah.
Personally.
It kind of helps a little bit to understand like his backstory and stuff. But
right.
It's a good movie. Fourth, Iron Man.
Mm-hmm. Iron Man.
Good movie.
Was excellent.
Yes.
But, and this is, Daniel has the same little issue I have with stuff. People build shit up so much. And then I'll watch it, and it'll be good, but it won't be as good as like I was expecting.
See,
like
I thought Iron Man fully got my
really?
Expectations.
Hmm.
Yeah, that was on actually several of those around my list, but yeah, I had low expectations of that because I didn't think it looked good at all. But
really?
Then I looked and I was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, I was like John Favreau, but
right.
New Hulk movie wasn't bad either.
I didn't see that.
Really?
New Hulk movie isn't bad.
My last one is Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yeah. I believe we already discussed my feelings on this one.
Yeah.
All right, I guess I'll do my... This is my top five-ish movies, because I only have three.
Yeah. Well, I only came up with five because Jenna helped me, and I couldn't really actually think of five great movies I've seen this year.
Bad year.
Those
bad
were five that I thought were good.
Dark Knight.
Of course.
Probably on everyone's list.
Yeah.
Else's list, too, but can't have a list
except
without it.
Except for the Grammy nods. Not Grammy.
Who cares?
Oscars. Yeah.
Iron Man could have been awful. Delightfully surprised by this one. The dude is a bad guy. It was a nice touch.
Yeah.
I can recognize him as I know, I can after I sit there and look at him, but
right. Well, it's because when he was the dude, he's never looked like that ever in any other movie, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, you have a hard time seeing old movies with him. Like, wait, that's the dude. Burn After Reading.
Oh, I never saw that. Fuck yeah.
Still trying to figure out if I love this one or hated it. So that's usually a sign that it at least had an impact. Yeah. it was that movie was not what I was expecting at all. It was, I thought it was going to be, like, kind of funny, like Big Lebowski throughout the whole thing, but... Yeah, but it was good. I liked it.
Hmm. Is it better than No Country for Old Men?
No Country for Old Men is the shit. Is the shit.
Wow.
That, I liked it.
That
liked
movie it. Is the was, shit.
No Country for Old Men, really?
I thought that was really terrible.
I rented that movie. I didn't see it in theaters because I was just what do I want to see a movie with a guy walking with an air canister for? And
see, that's what I thought it exactly was. Like, I really.
And I rented that movie, and I got done watching, and I was like, why the fuck was that so good? I have no idea why it was good, man. I watched that movie like 5 times when I rented it. And I put it on my Apple TV, and I still watch it.
I liked it, yeah.
I'd say at least once every couple months.
It kind of reminded me of like an old Western, like that kind of. And it, see, I thought it, there was like no music throughout the whole thing, which I thought was really a nice touch. Like, survived without that, you know what I mean?
And that scene where they're in the street shooting at each other.
Like, that was cool.
Yeah, man. But that movie was bad fucking ass. Huh.
I liked it.
I also saw There Will Be Blood the other night.
That movie is badass, too.
Awful.
Terrible.
Really? Yeah. I love that shit, man. I like that movie.
Did not like that one.
20 minutes at the beginning with no dialogue whatsoever. I was just like,
well, it just kind of like, okay, like, what's the point? Yeah. I didn't really understand.
See, that's what I
couldn't really
about No Country
wrap my
for
mind
too.
Around it, like what was actually going on. Yeah. I'm like, what's I don't get it. Yeah. Didn't involve me in the plot, really. Yeah. That's it. I searched the internet and could not come up with any other ones that I saw and loved this year. The only other movies I saw were the Star Wars cartoon, meh. Indiana Jones, good for the first hour, awful at the end.
Never saw it.
It lost me at the refrigerator part.
That was like the beginning.
Yeah, it lost me right there.
I thought it was actually, you know, everyone was like, Indiana Jones was bad. And I watched it the first hour, I'm like, it's pretty good, you know. Right. Yeah, you know, and then like, the last half hour was like, oh my god, seriously? There was like aliens, and it was bad.
Like I said, a movie for me to make me enjoy it has to suspend disbelief, and I could not find in my mind a way that a 60-year-old man could be propelled through the sky from a nuclear bomb, land miles away, bounce inside said refrigerator, and get out and walk away.
Yeah.
Couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. Sorry, Indiana Jones, you're the shit, but you're not that shit.
Plus, there was, like, the little computer-generated gopher mice or whatever they are. Not gopher mice. That's not a real thing.
Could be.
Prairie dogs or whatever they were.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, the monkeys. That was horrible. Like, what?
Yeah. Monkeys? I even gave that one a second shot.
Yeah. It's disappointing.
Yeah.
But the aliens at the end were the worst part. I mean, it's okay if you have aliens in the plot. Okay, that's fine. But it was, like, so badly done that, like, the aliens were, like, right there in your face. Like, hey, I'm a computer alien. It was
like Starship
bad.
Trooper style?
I don't know.
Oh.
And then I saw Leatherheads, which was okay, but, you know, not in, not like a top five movie, you know.
Gotcha. Yeah.
But, like I said, there's a lot of movies I do want to see that
like
I haven't.
The Spirit looks sweet.
Oh, I don't think so. That.
Really?
It's based upon a Walt Disney comic, and I read the comic online the other day, and I didn't.
Oh, really?
The comic was a really boring story.
Hmm.
Oh, is that look like a Frank Miller type thing?
It's directed by Frank Miller. Yeah. It's made by
And I want to see the Benjamin Button movie. Yeah.
Benjamin Button looks sweet.
Yeah. I want to know if I talked about this earlier, but I don't think you guys responded. If like okay, when he gets really old, that he's going to be like a kid or a baby or whatever.
Yeah.
I looked at the like IMDb and the actors, and I didn't see, and it said an actress's name for the woman in the movie when she's a kid, but it didn't have an actor's name for Brad Pitt when he's a kid. Do you think
himself?
He's going to be as a kid?
It starts out, because I was curious how it works too.
Yeah.
Not the actors, but I was curious how like the age thing works. Yeah. Starts out, he's an old man, the shape of a baby.
Right.
And then like as he gets older, he gets younger, but his body grows at a normal rate.
Right. So he eventually catches up with himself in the middle.
Right.
No, he doesn't catch up with himself. By the time he's like literally 80 years old,
I'm saying in the middle, he's like, you know, he'll be like 30, 35, and he'll actually look 30.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. But I mean, like, when he's a kid, is he going to be like Brad Pitt face on a little kid?
I don't know how they're going to do
that. I don't
know how they did that.
That's a good question.
I hope they don't do that. That'd be ridiculous, unless they did it really awesomely. But I don't think
they
can do that
pretty
awesomely.
It looks from the preview, it looks like it did pretty awesomely.
Yeah, when he was an old man, he looks really good. Yeah, when he's like a little kid, old man, he looks good.
I'm saying the first one when they show a really quick clip of him being a little kid.
Oh, did it do that?
An old man, but he's like really short.
Right, right, right.
And it looked like it was Brad Pitt.
It is. It is. Okay. It is. You can tell it is, but yeah.
How do they do it?
No, just like I'm just hoping that they don't do the opposite. Like they can make someone look older and short. You know, that's fine, but. Making someone look...
That's a good question, actually. I'm sitting here trying to think.
Really, really young.
Oh, you're saying when he's like 80, when he's 80 looks like a little kid. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Are they going to use Brad Pitt for that? Or, you know, because...
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either.
Or will it get... Like, how young does he actually get, though?
Right.
Till he goes to death, I'm sure.
Probably.
Yeah.
So he'll be, like, just born.
I want to see... My movies for the year. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Dark Knight. Awesome flick. Cloverfield.
Yeah, I thought about that as we were talking.
Oh, it's a good movie.
About the aliens,
I kind of looked at it like it was going to be like Blair Witch or something.
It's much better.
It's much better. And like, if there's a sequel coming out, it's going to be like more of a movie. It's like that movie's like a setup for a movie.
But is it going to be shot the same?
No, it's going to be like a movie.
Huh.
Kind of explaining like...
That's why I like...
Well, I don't know if it's going to... Okay, I answered that without knowing, actually. Okay. But I'm they weigh the...
It's
going to
be like more of an actual story.
I feel like you should shave your other arm.
That's what Jenna says.
It looks kind of weird.
Yeah.
It's distracting. It looks tanner than that one does. Maybe because...
Really? Tanner Neal?
Tanner, I saw him the other day at the mall.
Did you?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was in my car.
What's he up to these days? 350?
Yeah.
Is he still juicing?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
He's a stripper now, you know.
Yeah, him and Drew Smith.
Drew Smith.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyways, and what else did I like this year? Hey, baby! No, I was kidding.
Not here.
I know. I was just joking. I was going to make...
It's like your brother?
Yeah. It's weird to call your brother baby.
What else did I like? I don't like anything.
You don't.
No, there's nothing good this year to watch.
And it was a bad year for movies, and usually I like a lot of movies.
There were some movies at me that came out over the summer.
Bless
Hancock.
Horrible movie. That God. No, yeah, I don't bad movie. See
that.
I don't know.
Yeah, nothing good came out this year. So those two movies were the two I liked.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
They are making an Independence Day 2.
Why?
Will Smith's going to be in it.
It took them 15 years to get back to the planet, I guess.
Yeah.
But, and they thankfully put the kibosh in Jurassic Park 4. I read that the other day. Yeah.
Kibosh.
Yeah, that means they're not going to make it.
Kibosh, I believe.
Kibosh.
Is how you say
no,
it.
I think it's
depends
kibosh.
From.
I think it's kibosh because it's K-E-I.
I've always heard kibosh.
Kibosh.
I've never heard that. Never even in passing.
Have you ever seen it in spoken? Have you only seen it in writing?
Maybe. Kibosh. No, I've heard the word kibosh. I'm putting the kibosh on that.
Sounds wrong to
Sounds
me.
Like a type of food when you say kibosh.
Kebab.
Just making some kibosh.
They both sound like foods.
Yeah.
I'm hungry.
I could eat, actually. Music?
Music?
You can go first since I went first last time.
Okay.
That's what she said.
No order, like previous. Stephen Malkmus and the Jicks. Real emotional trash.
Ooh.
It's a good.
I heard that one.
It's like, you know... Stephen Malkmus from Pavement, obviously. Mm. Indie rock meets jam band. It's kind of they're like most of the songs are like 5-6 minute range, so there's lots of cool like indie rock guitar solos and stuff. Really good.
Generally being into that.
Vampire Weekend. Vampire Weekend.
Hell yeah, that's a good CD.
Pop songs with Afro beats. How can you go wrong? Yeah. Last four tracks on that CD are really amazing. For some reason, they put best songs, the last four songs. The Blake's got a new face.
Yeah, that's a good song. I'm looking at my iPod so I can do my albums. I'll be right back.
Okay. You could have done that when we had that technical difficulty. Right. Instead of in the middle of the show. I Stand Corrected, Walcott, and The Kids Don't Stand a Chance. The last four songs in that CD are really awesome.
Yeah.
Never heard them.
I've heard of them. I've never heard them.
It's very good.
Well, I mean, I take that back. I've heard two songs. The
Have
first
you heard
one,
got a new face.
The first song there, I've only heard two that they released. And I don't know if have you seen the videos at all.
Mm-mm. No. Not A Punk or something like that.
Yeah, that song I didn't really care for. Then there was another one where the video they were walking like it was one continuous shot throughout the whole video. They were walking like in a grass field.
Coldplay did it.
And so did Tom Petty.
Tom Petty did it. Simpsons did it.
But that was a good song. I liked it. better than a punk.
You're a punk. Yeah, I don't know what that. Know what their singles are off that album.
Yeah. It's Mansford Roof, I think, is the one that Wade's talking about.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Yeah. How's that song go?
I have no idea. I haven't heard it in months.
Jason.
Huh?
How's that song go?
Dun, dun, dun. Has like a.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the beginning of the song. This is interesting radio.
Yeah.
Let's see. well, I've got. Let's see.
Oh, Brandon's not done yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Brandon. I'm sorry. I thought you finished while I was in the other room. Oh my God. Have you heard the new Ben Folds CD?
Yeah.
Yep. That's pretty impressive, actually. He's holding an iPhone earbud up to his microphone, and that's where the music is coming from at the moment. That sounds actually, yeah.
And it's only one side too. It's like a mono.
Yeah.
New
Ben Fold album sucked balls.
Yeah, I did not like it.
Yeah.
Did not like it. I'm not done.
I know.
MGMT.
Yes, I enjoyed.
Miracular, spectacular.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Catchy as hell.
I haven't heard
man.
The whole album, but
electronic
heard...
terrorist music, is what I call it. More like Indian, but terrorists all the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good CD. The Juno soundtrack, apparently that came out this year.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Very good.
Yeah.
Is that cheating though? Because most of the songs probably didn't come out this year.
I don't know. I don't care.
I'm a sucker for the lo-fi songs on that CD, from the Moldy Peaches and
They're really good.
Kimya Dawson.
Right. No, it's, you know, it's the same, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And the Sonic Youth cover of Superstars, classic. Coldplay, Viva La Vida. I don't care if they stole it or not. The CD is awesome. Strange Instruments and interesting melodies.
I haven't heard the whole album.
Honorable mention goes to Beck, Modern Guilt.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was so boring.
It's call it minimalist.
Yeah. Oh, is my turn now?
That's it. That's five.
Okay, man. I'm gonna go for it. I'm gonna say Block Party Intimacy.
I don't think I've heard that.
I heard that the other day when I was at the tattoo shop. They're playing it.
Definitely the new Interpol CD.
Don't have that one either.
I
don't think I'm that into them.
Yeah.
Really?
No.
Not really, or the new Cold War Kids CD. That's pretty good. You heard that one?
Nope. Guess you'll have to give me all these.
I had the new Britney Spears CD too, if you want that.
No.
I think we should start doing the show, just me and you, Brandon.
Really?
since he has the new Britney Spears CD.
I wanted to hear what was so great about it. And there's
it's
nothing.
Britney Spears.
Yeah, I didn't really care to.
Yeah, there's nothing.
That's what quote unquote is so great about it.
Yeah.
The Vampire Weekend CD.
Yeah.
Blakes.
Oh, and the Fireman. Have you heard the Fireman? Paul McCartney now has an indie rock band.
Is that right?
Yeah, and it's the shit. It's good, man. It's actually pretty good.
That sounds.
I heard
like
that. I was
good.
Like, that's gonna be shitty.
Not the real Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney, Mr. Yesterday, Paul McCartney.
No way.
Paul McCartney.
It's actually him
from the Beatles.
I thought you were 65. Just saying, like, it sounds like if Paul McCartney had a...
No.
Oh, wow.
65-year-old Paul McCartney.
As an
he's probably 66 by now.
And he has an indie rock band. I think they were a band...
Well, they're probably not indie. They're probably on Capitol or something.
No, I don't think they're on, like, a major label. I'm sure they are.
Yeah.
They were a band.
Paul McCartney or the band?
But
I don't think we're going to give you a deal.
Yeah.
No.
They
unless
were,
they put it out themselves.
But does indie describe label nowadays? Or is
not
it,
really.
Yeah.
Not really.
They were a band before called The Fireman, and he liked them, and they said, "Do you want to join the band?" And he was like, "Yeah."
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they're actually pretty good.
Have you heard that new Tom Petty band CD?
No.
New old Tom Petty.
Right.
Yeah.
Mud Crutch.
I think I've
pretty
heard
good.
The song that they released.
It does. Actually, I thought it sounded like a Godsmack type band, Mud Crutch.
Yeah.
And the cover even has it kind of looks like a metal CD, but it's not. It's like.
But this is his band before
cool.
He was Tom Petty and Heartbreaker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Him and another dude that was also a Heartbreaker.
You guys ever heard of a band called Crossfade?
Yes.
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 Good
what
Lord.
Did you do?
What did you do? Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God.
Have you seen that, speaking of, while he gathers his thoughts, have you seen that commercial of, like, MasterCard or Visa to win? To win? Mind you, this is not a punishment.
From
backstage passes the Nickelback.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I'm like, you sure that's not what happens when your account goes, like, into escrow? And
what's escrow mean?
I don't know. It sounds fancy.
I think it's bad. It's definitely bad.
Yeah.
I thought escrow was your house is holding
it's
to
like
buy.
Default. Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody I go to school with, I highly respect, was like, have you ever heard of a band called Crossfade? And I was like,
who?
No. Huh?
Who?
Is this somebody we know?
No. Okay. No, it's nobody you guys know.
We went to high school with them. We don't know.
No, did I say high school?
No, you just said school.
I said school.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I said, you ever heard of a band called Crossfade? And I was like, no, I don't think so. And he was like, you should download their CD. It's really good. And I was like, really? Okay, cool. You know, I was like, that's kind of a lame name, but, you know, whatever. Yeah. You can always go with the best band names.
They were like a 90s new rock band, weren't they? I think.
What is their song?
I don't know how the words go.
Don't you hate when someone recommends a band and it's like horrible? What do you say?
So I go home. I put myself in jeopardy of being arrested and fined for downloading illegal songs.
Let's
just
do
to
that
find
every
out.
Day.
Yeah, but I mean,
when it's a good band, it's worth it.
What if this was the one that got me caught? That's what I'm saying.
It probably would be, because it's usually the more popular shit that people are dragging.
Because that could have been like an inside guy for the record company. Hey, check out that.
No, I'm just saying. What if, like,
go to an illegal website and download this song?
What if, like, what if it just happened to be the time that they were looking at me, you know? And I downloaded the CD, and I sat there, and I played it while I was working, and I was just like, what the fuck? I can't look at the guy now. When school starts back up.
I was expecting it to, like, really surprise you and be, like, a really good album. Okay.
No.
I know maybe they changed since their last.
What's their single, Wade?
I don't remember.
It's,
I didn't get it from your.
That's how the song goes.
Right.
The song goes. And in the middle of
what I really meant to say.
Yeah,
I'm sorry for the way I am.
That's it. And in the middle, there's just like cliche, like new rock acoustic breakdown with like sliding, like from fretting. Like, I can slide from fret to fret. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it goes into like the chorus with an electric guitar right front. I'm like, it's like,
bad.
It's like if they took all the money from bad movies and bad albums that are made,
yeah,
and just didn't make those,
right?
Democrats wouldn't need to dish money out to. If that was the taxes that people that companies
industries would not need money.
Yeah, nobody would need money because everyone would have money.
Right.
You know what? This whole auto shit pisses me off too.
Not the bank shit pissed me off.
Well, the fact that they just have the money, and now they're like, wait a minute, auto industry, wait a minute.
Yeah.
That kind of
doesn't make any sense.
At the same time, I mean, why don't they make cars that people want to buy? Yeah. You look at Apple, before the iPod, Apple was going to go under.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What did they do? They came up with something that people want to buy.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
It's not that hard. No. I mean, just
it is hard to come up with something people want to buy. Like,
not really.
If it was that easy,
is.
Then like every band would be able to make a song that everybody likes, and every movie would be.
Have you listened to Crossfade?
Have you listened to the radio? Have you listened to rap music?
That's what I'm saying. If it's that easy to make something that people like,
it is easy.
But it's easier if you're in the position to do so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so.
Case in point, this is on a very smaller scale, but there's a band from Huber Heights that used to be called The Cutscene. Fall Out Boy type punk band, whatever, kind of cheesy. Well, they stopped doing that when Metro Station got popular and like the whole electronic, like cheesy ass, terrible punk thing came along. Mm-hmm. And now they sound like that. It's like a really bad Cobra Starship. And they're on that, and they're actually getting a record deal.
Hmm.
Well, I mean,
because they're poppy and it sells.
If you're in a business and you're already in it, like any Joe Schmo band is gonna have a hard time selling a song, you know what I mean? But if you're in the car business and you make cars, then it should.
So what you're saying is, if you're like a Nickelback, you're not gonna have trouble getting a song on the radio because you're Nickelback, even though you're god awful,
right?
And you are Chad Kroeger.
Whatever, who cares? I'm not learning his name.
You need to fucking die.
Bad.
Die in a, no need to live, but be maimed.
You know what happens if you Google worst band in the world on
Nickelback
Google?
Nickelback?
Creed comes up.
Oh, really?
They're making a new CD.
Oh, good.
Yeah. That's not a good idea.
Somebody's giving them money to do that shit. Yeah. Yeah. But some people have trouble paying for college. That's where money goes
to.
Yeah.
But I just, you know, I mean, I think that if one of the big three went under, that it would destroy our comedy worse than it is now. At the same time, it's like, dudes.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with that. Like,
I mean, they're pumping out all these SUVs, and then, you know, the CEOs, you know, they got shit because they showed up in their private jets, which was a bad move, you know, to ask for money. But then they show up again, these big SUVs. I'm like, that's not better.
Yeah.
that's a lot better than an airplane.
Yeah, but it's still not good. It's still not great. But they need to make
each in their own SUV? Or are they coming together?
I don't know.
I think they drove a couple of them together.
Oh, well, yeah. What are you going to do? Like, drive a minivan, same thing, man. Same exact
thing.
Well,
I know. Just the gas-guzzling SUVs, it's just a microcosm.
Chevy Aveos and drive across the...
It's just a microcosm of the...
People do it every
of
day.
What they're trying to push to, like, these SUVs and all this crap cars that are out there, you know?
I see where you're coming from.
Those men, definitely. I agree. Those men are in a place to have money.
Sure.
So, and if you had money, you wouldn't want somebody saying, well, you just because you have money doesn't mean you shouldn't fly your own plane. I know. It's a dickhead move when they're trying to ask for money
from us.
But,
right.
And they shouldn't be asking for money if they have a plane and stuff. They should be selling off assets. Mm. But, it just gets, it bugs me when people say, well, why does he fly his own plane? Oh, like, one time you said something to me. This is years ago.
Mm-hmm. I'm an asshole.
No. This is an example of what I'm trying to talk about. It articulates it for me. We were juniors in high school. Yeah.
Oh man.
And this is always like,
so you're held accountable for what you said.
Apparently.
Yeah.
12 years ago.
And, Tim
Shores.
No,
I didn't know.
Tim, he had a Camaro.
You knew Tim back then.
Tim Strayer.
Okay.
Had a Camaro.
Yeah, he worked at McDonald's with Derek when you were in high school.
Yeah, anyway.
Old Tim before he became new Tim.
Yeah.
And Tim won the best car for seniors that year. And you said to me, oh, that's daddy's money winning right there. I said to you, well, if your dad offered you a fucking Camaro, just because you have something doesn't mean you shouldn't use it just because you have it.
Right.
If your dad gave you a Camaro, you'd have a Camaro because you would take a Camaro.
Right.
So why were you saying, well, that's daddy's money right there? That's just an example.
Junior in high
school. That's the perfect example of the American psychology, man. Like they look at, oh, this big wig executive has a jet. Well, he fucking earned it, man.
Mm-hmm.
He created a company, gave people money, gave people a product they wanted. Enough people want that product to where he can afford that jet.
Yeah.
Don't blame. He shouldn't fly it to ask for money.
Right. That's the point. I think,
okay.
You know.
Okay. I thought you were saying oh, he has a jet. What's he asking for money for?
A lot of people have jets.
Yeah.
Come on.
Okay. Yeah. But that mindset has never, like, the poor person hating the rich person mindset
that's an American thing.
I hate that.
I remember there was some news program I was watching once where they were talking to it was Keith Olbermann's show. They were talking to that dude from Monty Python.
John Cleese.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
They were talking to him, and he was talking about how that it's a strange thing in America how we look down upon people of status for having their status and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
There was some other thing that I don't remember what the other part was, but that goes along with what you were saying.
Like when John McCain, when John McCain was running, one of the things
I don't remember what he was running
for.
Was
the presidential election, I think it was 06?
Yeah.
06 elections?
Yeah.
Maybe.
But anyways, one of the facts, one of the things that they kept bringing up on the news about, oh, don't vote for John McCain, is he had 13 houses and so many cars. First off, those things...
We didn't know how many houses he had.
Yeah. So they're saying, well, don't hire this man because he's obviously successful enough to make money and buy houses.
Yeah.
Don't give this man the job that would lead us into success. You know, and he probably might not have led us into success, but that's a stupid fucking way to say, don't vote for the successful guy. You know, he's proven himself to be able to manage himself and... I hate that about America. Americans are just fucking poor. Americans are lower middle class Americans.
It's probably a product of capitalism because everyone's like, because you know, and if you worked hard enough, you can make it there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so, like, when knowing, having that knowledge and then seeing that, like, I could do that, but I didn't. So, shit, that
so
sucks.
Fuck
right?
him.
You.
Yeah. Yeah, so fuck him, man. Yeah. I can't stand that. Yeah.
He got off his ass, you know. Yeah.
I thought you were saying that, you know, oh, they have a jet. What are they asking for money for? It's just like they shouldn't ask for money.
Actually, I didn't even bring up the jet, first off. You brought up the jet. I was talking about how they were – he showed up in SUVs and the second
you said,
time around.
You said at first they mm-hmm. showed up in a jet, and that which is a bad move, and then they showed up in SUVs. You brought the jet.
Yeah, I think you did.
Yeah.
But it wasn't my original point.
I know, but I just misunderstood your original point, and I thought – okay, but go on with what you're saying.
Music, or are we done with that?
I think we're done.
Oh, I think we're done with that. We do some motherfucking news. I just got a hunger pang.
Yeah, I'm hungry too. Caused you to miss your line. Here's the news with Brandon Douchebag.
Push the. I'm Brandon. I'm self-important. I need my name said on 12 train. Here's the news. That was actually well timed. I didn't even.
Whatever. Pearl Jam will reissue their debut album 10 in a big way next year, remastering it, remixing it, and stocking it with demos, live performances, and even a cassette tape. Four different editions of 10 will be released on March 24th, 2009.
I'm out of $48. I'm just kidding.
Ranging from the double disc legendary edition to the absolutely stacked super deluxe version, which features two CDs, a DVD of their 1992 MTV Unplugged performance. Oh.
That was amazing.
Yeah, that was. Good. When he remember when he wrote on his arm and shit?
Yeah, pro choice.
Four LPs, one original copy of 10, one remixed copy, and a two LP live set from a 1992 concert in Seattle known as Drop in the Park. And a replica cassette of the band's famed Mama Son demo tape.
Wow.
Famed, not to me. I've never heard of it. An Eddie Vedder-style composition notebook filled with replica personal notes, images, and mementos from the collections of Eddie Vedder and Jeff Ament. A vellum envelope with replicated era-specific Euphemia. I don't know if I pronounced that right.
What is that?
I'll explain in a minute. From Pearl Jam's early work and two-sided print commemorating the Drop in the Park concert. Word of the day. In library and information science, the term Euphemia, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, describes the class of published single-sheet or single-page documents which are meant to be thrown away after one use.
Hmm.
So like, you know, like a poster for a gig or something.
Hmm. Oh.
A remix of the album will be overseen by producer Brendan O'Brien,
nice.
Who worked with the band on four albums. The reissue is just the first of many as Pearl Jam gears up for their 20th anniversary in 2011.
Wow.
When did they re-release Vitalogy? That'd be sweet.
Re-release that.
I like their second album a lot, too.
Yeah,
Versus, yeah. I'd say Vitalogy versus 10 in
really?
That order, yeah. 10 is dated to me. It's dated.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I heard Black on the radio the other day, and... Still love
All
that
Black's
song.
An amazing song.
Yeah.
It's a great CD. Don't get me wrong. It started like music
in
the 90s, you know? And this kind of goes along with what I was saying. The band loved the original mix of 10, but were also interested in what it would sound like if I were to deconstruct and remix it, said O'Brien. The original 10 sound is what millions of people bought, dug, and loved, so I was hesitant to mess around with that. After years of persistent nudging from the band, I was able to wrap my head around the idea of offering it as a companion piece to the original. Giving a fresh take on it, a more direct sound.
That's pretty
sweet.
I think
it might sound pretty good.
Yeah.
I might buy that, actually,
yeah,
too. The
I'm
bigger
really
box
excited
set.
About
how much did it say?
Absolute,
how much be?
The legendary edition, though.
Probably
it
like $49.99.
I'd say $200.
Well, no, we think bad. About it. Was it legendary? Super deluxe version. Two CDs, so $15, $20
mm-hmm.
maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Where was
it's
it?
It's a box,
DVD.
Too.
Two CDs, a DVD. So another $10.
That's like $30 there.
Four LPs. How much is the LP?
So
these
like,
days?
So like an actual record,
right?
Oh shit!
Wow.
Yeah, and a replica cassette, and then all the other shit, notebook.
The cassette would be
notes,
like nothing.
Images,
like 2 cents.
Yeah,
because just a demo.
But they'd
anyway.
Sell.
But
if they sold
right.
it by itself, it
yeah.
would be probably $5, mm-hmm. $10, maybe.
Yeah, I just said $70. $70.
Yeah.
$70.
Probably.
I'd pay upwards of 80, but 70, I'd say, is what it'd be.
Yeah.
Hmm. But that was very interesting, though. 20 years, 2011.
Yeah. Hmm.
That's awesome.
Hmm.
Hmm. Hmm. Hmm. Marilyn Manson's ex and Across the Universe actress, Evan Rachel Wood, has signed on.
Evan.
whatever, has signed on to play the role.
Even Rachel Wood.
Whatever.
Yeah, she's...
Has signed on to play the... She's a bit of all right. Yeah. Signed on to play the role of Mary Jane in the upcoming U2 composed Spider-Man the Musical. U2 composed Spider-Man musical.
There's a lot of things wrong with that. Listen, I love U2. Don't get me wrong. I like U2.
For the first time.
It went love and then you like. Now you hate it.
Terrible.
My entire life I've heard about the Joshua Tree and how great it was. And I downloaded and listened to that CD. And that CD is fabulous.
It is.
That CD is fucking fabulous.
Very
man.
Good.
Yeah, that's a very good CD.
Jenna actually got me reintroduced to U2. Like, I didn't really like him for a while, but, like, I have to listen to him
that
a
CD
more.
Is probably, yeah. I mean, that's going top 100 CD of all time, probably.
Oh, yeah, that's a really good CD.
Rehearsals begin in June 2009. Producers are reportedly trying to recruit Woods' across the co-star, Jim Sturgis, to play Peter Parker. So, look forward Sturgis. To that. According to Kerrang! Magazine, several UK venues have been placed on hold for a possible reunion tour by Faith No More in the spring, with unnamed festivals also trying to schedule appearances by the band. Bassist Billy Gold played down the reunion speculation. If anything like this were to happen, it would have to come from the band, and I haven't spoken with any of them in over a year. So as far as I know, there isn't anything to talk about, and I'm pretty sure that if you were to contact Patton, he would tell you the same thing. In January, Patton said, because he's crazy.
Right.
He really said, I wouldn't rule it out. I don't think we need to reform the band, but maybe there's other things we could do together. Ooh. So put that in the wheel and turn it. Also, Blur is getting back together for a few shows. And there's a slight possibility that Blink-182 might get back together.
Huh.
When you said that, I couldn't tell. I gave you a weird look there. I know I did. I couldn't
that,
tell if I was like, sweet or ew.
Right. Yeah. Here's my thought on that. I thought, oh, cool. But then I thought, if they got back together now, I don't think they could build on what they did in their last album.
Yeah.
It would be too much of a buzz. They'd go back to like crap, poppy punk.
I don't think
again.
They could do that.
I knew you were going to say that. I had this whole scenario in my head. I knew that you were going to say, I think that, yeah. But don't you agree with me in that?
The other day, I actually got a copy from Shannon, because my old copy of the Blink-182 album, the self-titled album, was so scratched I couldn't put it on my computer, and I just never bothered to download it. And then Shannon happened to have it, so I scanned it on my computer, and I listened to it. And if you listen to it now, after it's like, oh, wow, Blink-182 doesn't sound like... poop shit.
If you take away the Blink-182 factor,
yeah.
Right?
If you listen to it now, it's not as great as I remember liking it. It's still good.
Really?
It's just not as like it's not like I was so impressed with it. They went from like talking about I fucked your friend and been two
right.
fucking seconds or whatever.
Right.
Oh god. Well, we can stop that.
Hold on. There are some technical difficulties.
But what we're talking about just now, yeah?
Blink-182.
Yeah, you listen to it. It's still a good CD, but it's really just, if you listen to it now without the wow, this is Blink-182, and they're not doing the stupid-ass songs, it's really less impressive.
I still listen to it.
Do you really?
Semi-recently.
It's still a good CD, but it's not, I'm not as impressed with it as I am, I used to be.
Yeah.
That's all.
I haven't heard it in a long time.
It comes on shuffle a lot, and I still listen to it from time to time. Still dig it as much as I did, I think.
Yeah, it's a good CD. It's a really good CD. But yeah, I don't know if they'd be able to pull it off again.
I don't think so, because, you know, that was a CD of a mature band that had been together a long time. If they get back together, I think they would just be like...
What happened to
all
Tom?
All the Small Things, part two.
He's in...
Oh yeah, Angels and Airwaves.
Yeah.
What do they do? Are they
just came out with a new album called I Empire. It's not too bad.
Are they making it or anything or?
Probably under like
they have,
under the radar.
Yeah, I mean they're not on MTV all the time or anything. They're Fuse, but
I guess you know Travis got
were,
in that plane accident.
They were on One Tree Hill.
Making on One Tree Hill, then that's
that's
a big sign of success.
Well, the bass player from
who was on One Tree Hill?
Angels and Airwaves.
Nah.
They did like a USO show type thing.
Oh.
But the
Whatevs.
Bass player from 30 Seconds to Mars is now with Angels and Airwaves.
Yeah.
Has been for a while. But
what happened to 30 Seconds to Mars?
I think they're still together. I think he just left the band.
You know Jared Leto's old as shit?
Is it?
Probably.
Yeah. Probably seems like something he would do.
Get old when no one was looking. No, but I, you know, Travis Barker on that bad plane accident, yeah. And so I guess they were all in contact with each other after that, man. And I guess Mark wrote on his blog that, you know, they're not talking about anything yet, but it was good that they were all in the same room and they all got along and stuff like that.
What happened to
amicable breakup? They were pretty hating each other.
Yeah, why?
Mark and Tom, I think something happened between
Tom.
Them.
Period.
Say
he's egotistical, I think, is what that's what
really?
I hear.
So?
And there was some quote from Mark when one of the Angels in Airwaves CD came out, and Tom said it's gonna be the best CD of the year.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
he was like,
that.
And Mark says something like, "Well, now you know what we kind of been dealing with, you know."
Yeah.
So
I remember saying like, "This is gonna be the best CD ever created," and you'll see when it comes out.
Yeah,
I listened to
it.
Good.
I
remember that.
I don't remember it being good. I remember it being like much like one song just on different tracks.
Did you listen to Boxcar Racer?
I like Boxcar Racer.
Boxcar Racer.
See, I think it was
a lot.
The same. It doesn't sound the same, but it was kind of the same theme where it was kind of one song pretty much all.
No, I thought all the songs in that were like they had different sounding songs. Angels and Airwaves CD, it sounded like literally one song.
It's a lot of reverb and a lot of
They like mixed it up with like drum beats and stuff on the Boxcar Racer, and they had the acoustic guitar in some songs. Mm-hmm. They had the really hard songs.
They had like Tim Armstrong rapping or one song.
Yeah. I like Boxcar Racer.
I do too.
Yeah, I like both bands.
I saw them live.
Did you?
Boxcar Racer, yes.
Yeah.
Columbus, the Lifestyles Pavilion, whatever it's called now.
Huh. Cool.
Used to be called Promo West Pavilion.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was that one. All right, here's the story Jason wanted me to look up. Which I didn't know this, but the second word in the story is what I didn't know. The evangelical-founded internet dating site eHarmony. Do you guys know they were based?
Christian?
Yeah.
I do now because of the whole story.
Has agreed to launch a same-sex dating service as part of a settlement of a discrimination action brought against it in 2005. Mm-hmm.
What, they didn't have one before?
Mm-hmm. No.
But the notoriously heterosexual eHarmony site will not allow same-sex searches. Instead, people looking for same-sex relationships on eHarmony will be directed to a gay-only site called Compatible Partners, away from the company's homepage. Hmm. Eric McKinley, a 46-year-old New Jersey resident who tried to use eHarmony to meet other gay men, filed a complaint against the company under New Jersey's law against discrimination, saying he was refused service because the site caters exclusively to heterosexual people. In 2007, the District on Civil Rights of New Jersey's Attorney General's Office found that eHarmony had violated New Jersey discrimination laws. The case was pending when the settlement was announced. Company founder and self-identified
evangelical
Christian, Neil Clark Warren, is that the guy in the commercials?
Probably.
He's creepy.
Yeah.
Claimed in 2005 that because there's no gay marriage in most U.S. states, the company would not participate in something
that's
illegal.
Stupid.
Pretty stupid.
That has nothing to do with it.
In 2000 statement, the company claimed the restriction on same-sex services is because the techniques it uses to match couples are based only on research into heterosexual partnerships.
Well, then that's...
Warren, a clinical psychologist, has ties to the socially conservative group Focus on the Family, which was an active supporter of the recent Yes on 8 campaign in California that effectively removed same-sex marriage rights in that state. Under the settlement, eHarmony agrees to allow same-sex searches through its personals site by March 31st, 2009. But instead of incorporating the option to search for same-sex partners on eHarmony, the company plans to launch Compatible Partners. The tagline on the site's placeholder page reads, "The site for long-term committed relationships." The words gay or same-sex did not appear anywhere on the site.
So what do you guys think of this whole situation? What do you think is debacle of our fucking system?
Fucking terrible. All of it.
Which part of it's which side of the argument is terrible, though, in your opinion? That's
the side that gays have not the same right as straight.
That's not
people.
What they're saying. That's not what they're saying.
Pretty much.
They're saying that eHarmony created a site that doesn't cater to gay people. Right?
Right.
So a gay person complained. So now eHarmony has to make a site that is compatible with gay people.
They didn't have to make a separate site. They just had to incorporate.
Yeah, why they had to do something to their business, their own private business that they pay for, that they came up with. Somebody doesn't like curse words, comes to 12train.com, listens to the show. Oh, I don't like curse words. You guys need to change your format. No more cursing. Would you like that? No. No, no. That's
notorious Jason argument.
No, it's not. It really is. Where does the government have the right to come in to your business and say, hey, you don't cater to this? This is why I get so uptight about, like, fucking civil liberties
because,
and stuff.
Because we can control our curse words?
Yeah, we can.
You can't control being gay.
You can't control being gay, but why not start your own fucking site? Why not start a site for gay people? Because
I could start J-Date. My own MySpace, but why not join MySpace?
J-Date is a Jewish dating site. You cannot join it if you're not Jewish. I want to join J-Date. I want to join it. Hey, government, can you make it to where I'm allowed to join J-Date? Oh, no, they're Jewish.
I think that's because, like, it obviously caters to Jewish people, right. Whereas eHarmony is just a dating site. Technically, like, meeting people, so why wouldn't that be able to
then go to Match.com? That's why capitalism works, because if there's
now,
not something...
Match.com cater to gay people?
Yeah, anybody can join Match.com.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it doesn't cater to gay people, it's just anybody that wants to join can join. You specify if you're gay or not. Why should a company that has a belief like a church... You know, when the whole thing happened where gay people were allowed to get married in Massachusetts a couple years back, and then they said, okay, we're happy with that. A month later, oh, but we want to get married in churches. Why do you want to get married in a church, man? That they don't want you in a church. Don't fucking go there. I completely agree with a church saying no to gay people.
Some churches say yes.
Yeah, then that's fine. That's fine. Right. Then go to that fucking church.
I can agree with that.
Or like, why should this company have to change what they do, what they believe, to cater to somebody that they don't want to do business with? Why do you want to do business with somebody? Why do you want to pay somebody $30 a month? Because that's how much those dating sites cost. Mm-hmm. $30 a month to find you a date. If they don't want you, go somewhere that wants you, man.
Well, I see that. If I was gay, I would boycott them. Because,
yeah, exactly. You know, yeah. And at what point does the government get to stop butting into other people, private businesses' affairs? At what point does that happen? Like, you guys look at this stuff as a small step, man. But that is not a small step. They keep stepping over this like proverbial line, dude. And it's just gonna keep happening. You can't just get. Not everything is for everyone. This is wrong. It sucks that there's a place that like. Well, actually, it doesn't even suck that they don't want gay people there. Okay, you know, I don't want a person that's going to steal from my house in my house. I don't. Some places are not for everyone. You know, why should they have to change what they started their business model out to be? Is a site, and they did a research for straight people. Why should they have to change everything?
No, that's not what they did. They traditional families and stuff like that. And what's wrong with the traditional gay family? Why is that?
There's nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it.
Then they shouldn't discriminate against that.
But if they want to.
What's wrong about this is that they said, okay, well, here's a site that we're not going to put any gay or lesbian words on there whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that's, I think that's kind of discriminating in a way.
But they made a site for them, you know, just to shut them up.
Well, no, that site was already made.
Would it be okay if they discriminated against black people?
It wouldn't be okay, but if they did it, it's not my business. Or then go somewhere the fuck else, man. You know? Like, if Bravo opened up tomorrow and said, you know what? We're not letting black people in here anymore. That's it. Well, there's two things that will happen. Either people will be okay with that and go there, and Bravo will be fine and flourish. Or two, Bravo will shut down because everybody thinks that's fucking wrong. You know? What's wrong with that? Let people
People should be allowed to...
They should be allowed to, but if you own...
Practice bigotry and stuff like that?
If they want to, yeah, they should. Mm. Why? Because all it's going to do is... like if
that's a slippery slope itself.
Say my boss at Bravo hated black people. Just because you say you're not allowed to hate black people doesn't mean he's not going to not hate black people.
Right.
But if you let him say, if you let him do that, it'll shut his fucking business down. Because nobody's going to go to a fucking restaurant where they say, no black people allowed here. Everybody's going to stop going there.
Not everyone.
Well, then that's a niche market then, man. Those people have a restaurant they can go to. Like, my grandpa goes to the senior center in Germantown. If a bunch of kids started going there, he wouldn't want to go there anymore. And a lot of other people. And that place.
Senior center.
Yeah.
In Germantown.
And it would shut down, you know, just because, you know, if there's a market for it, why not just let it exist?
I don't think anyone should be allowed to
in your own private thing. You should be allowed to do what you want.
It's a public thing. It's not a private thing.
You own it, though.
But you're opening it to the public. If you're opening it to the public, then you should open it to the public.
Yeah. It's private membership. You pay if you want to join. If it's a free thing, if like MySpace said, no black people
pay to go
join
to a
this.
Restaurant, too.
If MySpace said no black people allowed, that would be wrong because that's a free and open thing. But if you're paying, that means you want to join this site. That means that's like you signing over the fact that you want to join the site. Why should a gay person not? Why can't that fucking asshole that decided that eHarmony is wrong just say, okay, I'm gonna start my own site, you know? And no Christians are allowed to join. Would that be okay? Yeah, that'd be okay because you know what? Christians are a majority, you know, and nobody would complain about that.
It's the whole black entertainment television, white entertainment.
Exactly. Television. You know, we don't complain because we realize it doesn't fucking matter. You have your black entertainment television. Well, we have every other channel. Yeah, we win, you know? Don't fucking make a big deal about it. You know, if you stop making a big deal about this shit, it wouldn't happen anymore.
I don't know. I don't.
So you think it's right that...
I don't think it's right that they discriminated against gay people.
Okay, that's not right. You're not hearing what I'm saying. I'm saying to you that it's not right.
They shouldn't be allowed to.
Why shouldn't they be allowed to?
Because if it's open to the public, and I know you have to pay, but you have to pay to go to a restaurant and things like that. You have to pay to go, you know what I mean? You have to, there's lots of things you have to pay for. That doesn't mean that it's, that's not open to everyone.
So why is it okay for a J-date to say to me, oh, you can't join because you're not a Jew?
Because that's a niche thing.
This is a niche thing for Christian daters or people straight date.
No, non-Christians can get on there and sure. Do
okay, this is a thing for straight people that want to date.
That's not what they say though.
That's
they
not,
say
yeah, if they came
they
out and
it's
blatant
for,
about it
for traditional families and stuff. Why can't a gay be in part of a traditional relationship?
Well, they can be, man, but that's not what their idea is. It's their business. It's their idea.
I'm sure
idea.
These people that meet on here have premarital sex. And
I'm sure they do, too.
Evangelical. Yeah. I can't say that word.
Christians
don't agree
people.
With that.
It's for straight people, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Well.
I don't think you're ever going to see my side of this, so I don't want to argue about it anyway.
Well, I see your side. I don't agree with it, but I see what you're saying.
If we just ignore that, we can just keep going. So, what? Yeah.
But I'm caught up in the jazzy.
Yes. I can't argue right now.
what is wrong with my point then?
It's just wrong. No, it's just not my point. It's just not mine.
I mean, I'm just saying, why should a business not be allowed to say we only want straight people here?
Because it's
discrimination.
Wrong.
It is wrong. But why shouldn't a business be allowed to say that?
Didn't we have this argument before?
I think so. Yeah.
About like. Hiring people,
yeah.
Why can't someone say,
yeah.
I don't want to hire a black person?
Did. Yeah.
Why is it wrong, though?
It's just wrong.
It's
wrong. It's wrong, but why shouldn't you be allowed to do it? Why can't you just
decide? It's against the law.
Yeah.
Because it's a fucking made-up law. But why is that against the law?
Okay, you can't smoke in public. It's a made-up law. Yeah. Well, fuck this law. I'm
no!
Gonna smoke
God
in public.
Damn,
equal rights is a made-up law?
No. Listen.
Why? Otherwise, if we didn't say it, then it would happen.
Oh, what's wrong with it happening? You're a dickhead if you do it, but why shouldn't you be allowed to do it? You know? Why shouldn't you be allowed to do it? Why shouldn't you be allowed to be a dick if you want to be a dick? You know?
Because it's...
You're not answering the question. I
am answering the question. You're not hearing
And it is wrong to have a site that says no gay people allowed. It is wrong to have a restaurant that says...
Because people shouldn't think that way.
Well, they do! They do! My bad! They do!
Well, then it's... then. Because people think that way and they're in a position to own something, then if they are thinking that way, then there's got to be someone saying, you can't do that, dumb idiot.
Why do you need to be controlled?
Because people are dumb.
But, okay. Oh, my God. You're not listen to anything I'm saying. This person
no,
over here.
I understand completely what you're saying. Why shouldn't someone be allowed to do it?
Why shouldn't they be allowed to? What? You're not giving me reason. You're saying that because it's wrong. Why
That's
is it wrong?
Reason.
It's just because fundamentally
it's
wrong. It's the answer.
It's completely.
But it's your business. It's your private thing.
If you're opening to the public, then it's not a private thing.
But okay, it's a private club. Then if it's a private club, can you do it?
Yeah, the PGA does it.
This is a private club. You have to pay membership to join.
But I can't join the PGA, Jason.
No, because you're not good enough to golf.
Exactly.
So why are they like?
I can't join country clubs because I'm not rich enough.
Why?
That's a private club. Those are private clubs.
Exactly. This is a membership fee thing, too. This is a private club.
It's a public. It's open to anyone.
No, it's not. Oh, wait. Okay. You're saying the PGA. Okay. That makes sense. Okay. That makes sense. But why shouldn't they be allowed to have rules on who can join and who can't? If the PGA can set rules saying, well, you have to be this good at golf to join.
And not a woman.
And
used to be not black.
You knew she'd be not black. Okay. If they can set these rules, That's fine. Why can't this club set its rules and that be fine? Why is that? The Bravo thing, when you say club like that, I can totally see the Bravo situation, how that's a place that people from the public go to. You're right about that, actually. But if Bravo was a private club, you're saying that if Bravo had a membership fee or whatever, and they said, okay, these are people that can join, you fit these criteria, you can join, would that be okay?
I guess, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it wouldn't be okay, but it would be...
No, it wouldn't be okay. You're taking it as I'm saying that this is right. Fuck gay people. No,
no,
I'm not
saying
that. Okay. Anyway. I'm not saying that this is wrong with what they're doing.
Right.
This is totally wrong. What I'm saying is it's wrong that the government tells us what we can and can't do with our own private business. If this is a club you sign up for, you pay money to, just like any other club, you'd go to.
Netflix.
Yeah, Sam's Club.
And Netflix can set up its own rules for to use. Like, you know, you can only have this many DVDs for this much money. Whatever the rules are, you know.
Would it be okay with you if Netflix had their own rule that discriminated against black people or gay people?
Dude, it wouldn't be okay.
Would you, I mean, would it be the same argument?
Yes, yeah. If they had that rule.
I mean, there's freedoms, but I think there should be limitations to what you can and can't do.
Why?
Because there's some things that is agreed upon by society as not being
and it
okay.
Still, it still would be agreed upon by society, because I guarantee if Netflix said tomorrow,
sure,
only white people can use Netflix, well, guess what? A bunch of white people would get pissed off, and they'd drop their membership. And guess what? Netflix wouldn't make money, wouldn't be able to stay open anymore. That
sure,
would decide
but
it.
That, in that situation, sure, yeah. But there's other situations where that solution is not going to present itself.
Okay, then it doesn't. Then that business has its asshole
and that,
clients, and they can go off and do whatever the fuck they want. They're not hurting anyone.
But if people are oblivious to it, then...
I'm sure they wouldn't be oblivious to it. If they are oblivious to it, oh well. You know? Do you get what I'm saying? Like, it would fail if there wasn't somebody wanting
it might,
that.
It might, but you don't know that. You can't.
Like,
can't
I wouldn't
that.
Go to Netflix if they...
You wouldn't, sure.
Because, Because, like, what's the point in, like, saying black people can't rent movies from you? That would be stupid to me. I'd go somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And the second DVD business that opened up that said, oh, yeah, black people are welcome, everyone would go there, man, you know? And that would give them more money to have better features, making more people go there and making Netflix have less people. It would work itself out.
Sure.
Man.
But, yeah, but not every situation is going to work itself out.
Then you mean work itself out in the way that the bad place shut down.
Right.
Well, if that place has enough people going to it, then why shouldn't it be allowed to stay open? It's only catering to the people that want that service. So it's not hurting anyone.
Except for the people that can't be there.
Why do they want to join it? Why do they want to join it if it's such a hateful fucking
can't.
Place?
Because they put it out there like anyone can join.
No, if they're putting it out there like if eHarmony said no gay people allowed blatantly, mm-hmm. you know, said oh, we'll take you, but if not, if you're gay, would that be okay? No.
No,
it wouldn't. But, I mean, why shouldn't they be allowed to do it? Why shouldn't they be allowed to say, this is what we want from our clientele, and, you know, and if it was so bad, it would close down. If it wasn't so bad, oh, well, they're over there in the corner. Everybody over here is having fun. They're over there in the corner in their own little hateful fucking group off to the side, and they're not hurting anyone. They're just over there. The black people or the gay people that couldn't join eHarmony, they're not. They're over here with Match.com having a great time with all the other people on Match.com that are. It's not like I'm being paid by Match.com right now.
Yeah, but, Julie's gum. I knew it.
So they're over having a good time with their all the people meeting at Match.com. All the hateful people over here that hate gays and blacks or whatever are over there mm-hmm. by themselves. They're not hurting this group over here. The black people don't have to join this group. If the black people or gay people, I keep saying black people for some reason. Have to join this group, then that's fucking wrong. They should be able, if they have to join it, if they absolutely have to, then yeah, then they should be allowed to say it. But they don't have to join it. They don't have to. It's a choice that you make to join a group or not. If you, why do you want to join a group that doesn't want you? You know?
Well, that's a whole other argument.
No, it's the same argument. Why is this guy making? Why is
because
this,
he can't? Because he can't.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit. That guy's a piece of shit.
He's not a piece of shit.
He's a piece of shit. What's his name?
I'm not telling you.
Yeah. Eric McKinley, you motherfucking faggot. There, I said it. There. He deserves it. I you know me, and I would never use that word in a way like that. Except
I use that word a lot.
not towards gay people, towards my friends.
Oh, well, yeah.
But that is the kind of person, like, with the N-word. I won't say it right now because I don't want to offend anybody. But the N-word, I'm offending Eric McKinley right now, not black people. Black people aren't upsetting me.
What if
he
is black?
Well, then also that word also then. But the N-word is not an appropriate word to use, but some people need to be called it to because they're assholes. This guy is portraying himself as what?
I'm not seeing that point at all.
This guy is an asshole. This guy's a flat-out asshole. He's a horrible person. I think this guy is a bad person.
I think the other guy is for not being open-minded enough to accept everyone.
Yeah, he's missing out on a whole market.
He is an asshole, but Eric McKinley's an asshole also.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think he's just trying to get people to not be so close-minded and just, like, accept everyone no matter what they think or what they do. If you're, like, if your site's going to be open to the public, which it is, anyone can join except for gay people. Like, why are they discriminating against gay people?
No, if that's really what he was doing, that's fine. But that's not what he's doing. He's making a big fucking deal about something that is not his business to make. If he was actually out there protesting for the, like, you know, something that matters.
He's taking it a step and getting to change. He got it changed. He won.
I don't think this is something that matters. And this is not something that the government should be able to say. You know, this is something that the people should decide with their money if they're going to pay eHarmony or not. The government shouldn't have the right to step in on this. And that's what is the big deal about this. This guy brought this to a whole nother level by bringing the law into it. Mm. If he would have just started a movement amongst...
Well, we've decided as a society that we can't just govern ourselves. Mm-hmm. That
why?
Well, I don't know. Ask
ask people.
Hundreds and hundreds of generations
What do you mean by govern ourselves then? I think
by, well, we can't let things worth themselves out when it comes to race and gender and things like that.
Yeah, you're
so
right about that.
There's laws that prohibit against discrimination.
I just hate the idea of the government telling a business, a private business that is the government doesn't own, what they can and can't do. I mean, as horrible as it is to say no gays allowed, it's still not my business. I wouldn't join that place because of that. I wouldn't join.
Before this all came out, I had no idea that they were a conservative group. Mm-hmm. So I mean, if I was a single guy, I probably would have joined.
So you're saying that because
knowing that this is their practice,
that's
no,
a good
I wouldn't.
Point. No, that's a valid point. I'll give you that. That they should make that clear.
Yeah. Right.
But I don't think there's anything wrong with
not making it clear.
No, there's something wrong with not making it clear.
If they had a website that was, you know, Churchy McChurchison's dating site, you know, we only Kate, then that would be something different.
Well, wait, did it say?
But they don't market themselves that way.
Did it say in the story that he was a member of the site and then he realized that, or they just wouldn't let him join?
No, he tried to use eHarmony, but couldn't.
Okay, so he didn't pay any money.
Apparently not.
Okay, now I don't know, man. I guess that is a slippery slope. It's just, I don't think that the government or a law should be able to tell a business that you can't allow certain people. I think the members should be able to decide, but like you said, it wasn't made clear that it was a Christian. I guess I didn't know before the story broke either.
Yeah.
But
I mean, I've seen that they've had commercials on TV all the time. They never once.
They should say something more like along the lines of like a straight friendly website or something like that. If that, would you be okay with it if that was the idea?
I think the whole name eHarmony, it just doesn't. I mean, the whole way they've marketed their whole deal isn't
market like
the way they've marketed themselves. If you're gonna do that and be a private thing, like where you know that you're not gonna accept a certain group of people, then it should be explicit in your name. And
I agree with that. I'll give you guys
everything.
That. You guys are right
like,
about that.
Well, like that gay like interactive male phone site where you can call and it's like eHarmony but for gay people. It's called interactive mail, where you go and you call a number and meet gay men. Like, that's obviously catering to gay men. Whereas eHarmony could be, you would think, anybody.
Along with my point, that gay phone sex line, it's for gay men.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
so I just
wouldn't use it.
because it's obvious that it's for gay men.
Exactly. That's where your point comes in. Yeah. That's a good point you guys have. Mm-hmm. But, like, as a straight man, I just wouldn't use that fucking site, you know, or that phone line.
Right.
You know, so why can't this guy follow that same or everyone, you know, follow that same thing? Like, there are some things I think, like Barack Obama running for president, that's a good example of what you should do with your civil liberties. You should do that because that needed to happen. You know, a black man did need to be president to further his fucking people. You know, this gay people shouldn't need a site that is not for them to further themselves, man. You know, there's a difference there.
So you're saying, like, Instead of this, like Milk, for example, like that movie, like
that guy is a good example of a guy that exactly. That guy is a good example of what of activism and how you should. I shouldn't have said faggot. I got caught up in a moment there. That's bad. Okay, I smacking my hand for that. That's bad. Okay, I got caught up in the moment, but still, this guy is an asshole. Eric McKinley, you fucking dickhead. I hate you.
I don't know.
You are not. Fucking Harvey not Milk. You are not Barack Obama.
Not everybody can be Harvey Milk. Yeah, you know, I mean, right. that's the biggest moment he'll ever have.
Yeah. That's the yeah, exactly. He's saying like
but
like
not everybody can run for president. I mean, yeah.
I know, but
why not
that's
have
the
that small
with,
victory? If it's a small victory, yes, but why not?
This guy
have
won
that?
His name out there. That's I'm sure that's all he wanted.
I don't know that,
no,
though. You
man,
don't know that.
I do. I do.
How do you know that?
I do because I fucking see assholes like this every day on the goddamn news.
All right, I've seen black people rape people, but so apparently
that is.
Barack Obama's a rapist.
Yeah. No. That's kind of
the same thing.
No.
You're making a generalization. You don't know this guy.
Okay, you're making a generalization by saying, I don't know. I know what's going on, man.
No.
You are. You're, really you're saying that you're... I'd say I'm being ignorant because I'm...
I didn't
no
say
one
that.
Said you were being ignorant.
No. I think
made,
this guy
you
is horribly wrong.
You made a generalization. You said he's out. He's in there for making a name of
there's,
himself. You
like
don't
the,
know
the pregnant man... You know?
Right.
That's not anything. He just want to be on... She just want to be
well,
on the news.
That's completely different.
It's not completely different, man.
How do you know?
They're assholes.
How do you know?
Okay, probability.
Anybody
wise.
That tries to do something and get their like because they get their name published and out there
over they, something stupid, yeah.
Something that you think is stupid.
No, this is totally stupid. You,
it's really not.
I really
it might
just,
not be.
It totally is stupid.
To this guy, it's not.
Join something else, then. You know.
I just don't think it's fair to generalize him. You don't. He may very well be out in it for just fame and notoriety, but what if he's not?
Then my bad. Bad on me.
Okay.
Then,
well,
you know.
Well, then there's a possibility that he's not.
Okay. Then bad on me if he's not. But if he is, fuck him even more. Okay. I'm just gonna say that then. You know. I can't stand this kind of shit, and I read it every goddamn day. You know.
I'm not quick to make a judgment on things. You know what I mean? You don't know.
I just. This hit me when I read this story. This hit me as that's exactly what's going on. This guy wanted his name in the paper and to have his 15 minutes of fame, and now he's got it because he's suing the oppressive Christian society, which I'm not in favor of that. I'm coming off as I'm in favor of the Christian. I'm not in favor of that either, but as oppressing the small gay man. It just came. The whole story came off
small
as...
Small gay man.
You know, all this big organization is coming down on this gay man, you know. That's what it came off as to me. That's the way the story that I read on MSNBC.com was written. You know, it came off as like this horrible organization said, oh, you can't join, blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, they didn't. You tried to join. You're not eligible to join. You didn't join. You didn't lose anything. You logged onto a website. God forbid you lost that 2 seconds of your life, you know, that you were just going to go. And when you can go somewhere else and do it, all you type in is 5 extra letters and you're at to another one. Go to Google, type in gay dating websites. There's tons of them that I can't join, you know? It's a gay dating website. And you know what I do? I don't join them. You know why? Because I don't want to fucking join a gay dating website. If that was my thing, then yeah. Oh, well, I have to go to a website that will accept me, you know? I wouldn't sit there and whine about it, you know? And I don't think a normal person should sit there and whine about it. Would you want... You and I are heavy guys. If there's a place that said... If there's a place that said, oh, you can't eat here, you're too fat. Like that woman at the all-you-can-eat Chinese restaurant we read a story about. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Would you take offense to that, or would you just not go to that restaurant anymore? Would you sue that restaurant, or would you insist that they make that rule change? No, I would just say, fuck you.
Do you want me to answer the question?
Yeah. Would you actually do that?
Would I sue? I wouldn't take it. I wouldn't sue. But I'd pitch a fit about it. I'd be very offended.
I'd walk out. I'd throw shit up. I'd take a table. I'd tip it over like, fuck you. And then call them whatever name would offend the most at that moment.
I might
moment,
call
and...
the Better Business Bureau.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd do that. I just wouldn't eat there anymore.
No, I'd want other people to know. Yeah.
Well, okay.
60% of America is overweight. I think that restaurant would have a problem.
Yeah. I think you're right about that. That's a good point. Maybe this guy's in it for that. Maybe other people should know.
Right.
But that just goes back to the idea they shouldn't.
Well, actually, in that point, he proved it. He did do, because I didn't know.
Yeah,
you didn't know.
Three people did.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Maybe I was making a generalized statement.
You were.
But sorry.
That's okay.
Then.
No.
I still think he's an asshole, but I'm, you know, because he shouldn't be doing that, but still. You know, I probably was making a generalized statement there. People do know about it now. Mm-hmm. But he's still an asshole, in my opinion.
And now, probably, now people know, a lot of people probably won't go there.
Yeah, and it'll shut down if need be. Or it might prompt a bunch of people to go there because they hate gay people and they don't want them on their dating site.
Yeah.
And it could make them better, you know? But it works itself out that way. Working itself out doesn't mean that the bad person closes down. Working itself out means it just resolves itself to whichever side wins, you know? Working itself out doesn't necessarily mean that eHarmony's going to close. Or like if Netflix said no black people, you know, working itself out doesn't mean that Netflix would close. It would just mean that it would work itself out to where there'd be...
That seems kind of dangerous in itself, working itself out. And then what if you have two sides that are really heated and there's riots and wars and that's a slippery slope too.
That right there is where the government should come in if there's violence. You know, right now it's just nasty emails just going back and forth.
Just let it get to a violent point until you do something?
It's usually visible before something violent happens. What's going to happen, you know? Do you not agree? Can you not tell when
9/11 wasn't visible?
Well, but you can't. There's some shit you can't take care of. Some shit's just gonna happen, and you have to deal with it from that point on. You know, you hit somebody on the way home driving your car because you've been drinking too much. You know, he's dead already. What am I gonna do? Stop and help him? Can't bring him back to life. You really don't see my point in this.
I don't want you. I wonder what you want me to say.
I don't know what I want you to say. I don't want you.
Do you want me to? Do you want to try to convince me?
Or I'm not trying to convince you. I'm just. I just don't see how you can't see my point.
I understand what you're saying. Like, why can't people allowed to be like? Why can't people be allowed to do what they want to do?
Yeah.
I understand that, but I think it. No one should be. I don't care
if you believe that this is right. That's. You're taking it as I don't care.
I'm not, Jason. I'm not.
Okay. It seems that way. But
I don't know what
I don't care if you think it's right. It seems like you just aren't getting my point. What I'm trying to say.
Well, I'm getting your point. It's hard for me to articulate why. It just goes back to that. It's hard. It's just I understand all the things you're saying, and like I said, if they made it obvious known that they were a church organization.
Yeah.
That would be something different.
The point, yeah.
But it's the fact that it's supposedly.
It seems like it could be open to anyone.
Yeah, and
that's
I agree.
They
that's
present
wrong.
It, and then they're like, "Oh, well, now you can't join because you're gay."
Yeah, they should make that clear.
And I don't see anything wrong with this guy pointing that out in any way he can.
Okay. Yeah. But I don't know. I just feel like you're not getting what I'm saying at all.
No, we're totally getting what you. Yeah.
Then I just. Articulate. What do you think I'm not getting?
I don't know. It really doesn't seem like you're like you think. I just seem like you think I'm so wrong in the situation. It's bugging me for some reason.
I don't think you're wrong.
No. I see
just,
where you're coming from.
You look at it from a different perspective than Brandon and I do. I think.
I don't know.
Like we just see it as like this guy is being discriminated against, whereas you look at it just like it's okay.
It's not okay. I didn't say it was okay. I said that it's...
It's not the government's business to tell him whether that's...
See, I'm not even seeing that aspect of it, the government side. Like, that doesn't even...
They brought a lawsuit.
No, I know. I know that they did, but that's not what I'm seeing in this story. I'm just saying, like, this guy is being discriminated against. Like, that's all I'm seeing.
Mm.
You know, I'm not really caring about the government so much.
Like, the end result. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I don't know if I necessarily agree with the government being involved.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think
it's really a matter of the whole country has this idea of teacher, Tommy threw a spitball at me. Instead of just saying to Tommy, hey, don't fucking throw spitballs at me. And if he does it again, just give him that and then like stopping it at that point. He'll know you'll hit him if you do it. And
I don't know if all my country ran like that.
Yeah.
No, like why can't why does the teachers in front of the class teaching math class, taking care of things, doing what she's supposed to do. And then there's these two kids in the back of the room, one's throwing spitballs at the other. You know, why can that not be solved at recess and say, hey, can you stop throwing spitballs at me and talk it out? And if it can't be talked out, just – and then maybe bring the teacher into it. You know, the punching thing, yeah, that was a joke. But you know, didn't say he won't stop doing this. I've tried talking to him.
This guy may have emailed eHarmony.
Several times.
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
Well, then
– And then now he needs to get the teacher involved.
I don't know. I that's not a good analogy then, I guess.
I think we're proving you wrong and you're mad about it. No, no.
The government shouldn't have any say in what a business does. The government should, when the kid comes as a teacher,
as long as they're not discriminating or doing something illegal, then yes.
I think when it comes like discrimination and stuff like that, I think the government, if it's not resolved, you know, appropriately, I think that's when the government could be involved.
Mm-hmm. This company is lying to their customers, mm-hmm. but you know, so the and stealing money from them, but. That's their asshole, so they can just do that. You know what I mean?
People won't buy from them if they keep doing it, though.
If they're good at hiding their numbers, they will.
Then that's wrong.
Then the government should get involved?
At that point, I guess, yeah. At that point.
Maybe this has gotten to that point. Maybe. I mean, you don't know what happened behind the scenes before it actually became news, mm-hmm. you know?
I'm going to look this up a little bit more, then. So I read MSNBC and the thing on CNN.com, and... They both just seem like...
I wonder what Fox News has to say.
They never have good stories on there.
Well, duh.
Like, it's like poor writing.
It's mostly made up, and it's kind of weird.
It's all poor writing. It
is fair and balanced, though.
Both the stories I read made it seem like this poor guy was being oppressed, and he...
Yep.
It was this boohoo story.
That's
the news.
What I pulled this from, there was a whole other part that talked about other stuff that I cut off because it was kind of leading that way too.
Yeah,
you know?
It was just this big boohoo story, and it's just like that put me already in the mindset. I came this actually confrontational because like I, when you guys started saying, "Oh, well, that's wrong in eHarmony." Because like,
I was just like,
"What the fuck?" You know, it's like,
as soon as you asked, "What do you think is wrong with this?" I knew this was going.
Oh yeah,
out.
No, I did too.
Because like, I thought you guys would totally be on my side with this. Because like,
you did,
yeah, really? Totally. Because about the business part, like, you know, you shouldn't be able to tell 12 Train that, oh, I don't like cussing, and I don't want my kids to listen to cussing, so he should have to stop cussing. The Howard Stern, you know how they used to always say, "Well, don't listen to the fucking radio,"
right.
You know. Don't listen to fucking radio. Don't listen to it if you don't want it. Don't be a part of it if you don't want it.
Right.
Don't contribute to it if you don't. Don't give it ratings, you know? Mm-hmm. But this guy is like saying, "Oh, but I want to give you my money. Don't discriminate against me." What he's saying, he's inadvertently saying, "Oh, I fucking hate you and everything you stand for."
You didn't have to pay for Howard Stern before.
Right.
And cussing,
yeah. Now you do, and if you were paying for satellite radio and like Howard Stern was all over it, then like...
By the way, is it a problem if we don't have explicit on our podcast when it's on iTunes? Because since we've been back, it hasn't been on there.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll change it back to that, but I didn't know it changed off of that.
I didn't know if we were going to get trouble from right-wing America.
Yeah. To blame the government about us.
Right.
But no, it shouldn't be allowed to happen that way, I don't think. Like, just why do you want to give this person your money? You know? I guess...
They're offering a service.
The more we talk about it, I can see why it's wrong for it to happen. I don't think it's right for the government to do anything about it, but I'm more astounded at the idea of Eric McKinley wanting to take it to this point, besides telling people about it. I guess that's a good point. But want to take it to the point.
I think that was his whole idea in the first place, was to let people. That's why he took it to this level, to let people know.
Didn't you say in the last paragraph that he was still trying to, he still wanted to join, or he joined the other one? Oh, I thought you said that he did. I wonder if the other story I read said that. He joined the new one.
He ended up going to the one that they linked to.
Yeah. So it's just astounding. Why would you want to give that person your money? Why wouldn't you just say, fuck you
That's what I would do, yeah.
Yeah. And go to Match.com or one of the other.
But, I mean, well, I might even go this far, take it to that, and then say, fuck you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
To let people know.
I'm not
going to
join it, but if someone else is fine with being an Uncle Tom, then they can join.
Okay. Yeah.
You know?
I'm fine with that, too. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't complain if... Well, maybe I would. I don't know. I'd have to be presented a situation as it really happens. But you're saying just take the legal steps, and then after they build the site, say, oh, I'm not joining. I just wanted you to build it.
Right.
You know? That's kind of a dickhead thing to do, but so is lying about who you... I don't know. I don't know who'd be right in that situation.
I just, you know, yeah, me personally, I would want to let people know that it was going on, straight and gay people, and then I wouldn't participate in said service.
Hmm.
You know, whether or not him winning the lawsuit might just be a byproduct. He might just have, you know, wanted to let the people know.
Did he get money out of it or just the site?
Huh?
He would probably end up getting money out of it. I don't know if the site's going to change. I hope that it changes.
No, I mean, was a lawsuit for them to make a site or was it a lawsuit for him to make get money?
I don't know. He might have asked for money too, but...
Oh, that's bullshit if he asked for money.
He filed a complaint against the company.
Yeah, that's bullshit if he asked for money. That's
right to ask for money.
If he asked for money,
damages
then,
or whatever.
Yeah, right. I hate that shit.
When I typed in eHarmony, that took like 5 seconds of my life. I need...
You know what I think should happen in lawsuits like that?
I have dial-up and it's really slow.
Loser pays. I think that would solve a lot of these frivolous lawsuits. Loser pays what? Yeah, like say you sued me because I accidentally bumped into your hallway and you have a sore shoulder. Now I have a sore shoulder for life. So you're suing me. I think that in that case, loser should pay. So like if I go into court and say, look, you know, there's no way that this caused that. I prove my case. You're wrong. And your sore shoulder is not
due to me. You have
to
pay your own medical bills.
You have to pay me what you sued me for. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like McDonald's wouldn't be getting sued for $5 million or a spilled coffee. If like that person that was suing over spilled coffee knew she was gonna be out $5 million if that happened.
Yeah.
Or a loser gets raped in the ass. One of those.
That would work too.
Would be the better one. You guys want to end the show? My voice is getting very throaty.
All the yelling.
Yeah, in the back.
Like cock.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
So Barack Obama's in favor of my side. It's 2-2 now.
Well, Brandon pushed the button.
No.
I have the president.
Oh, so Brandon made Barack Obama agree with me, so that's 3-1.
Agree with
you.
Why did he agree with you?
Huh?
Why did he agree?
Because I was the last one to talk. It doesn't matter why he agreed with me. I win.
Okay.
Homosexuality is wrong and...
Whatever you got to tell yourself to get to sleep tonight. What was that?
We'll put the college music on and then we can end the show. I'm kind of hungry.
I'm getting there again.
I'm having hungry. You know, it's like a 2-hour long show.
Yeah, wow. We should probably quit it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's go get food. Bye.
Most of my life.